Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, as we get set for football action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Adams Central Patriots getting set to take on the Tigers out of Hastings High. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Adams Central coming in, ranked number 4 in the state of Nebraska in the latest Associated Press High School football poll. The Pats are sitting at 6 wins and no losses on the season, coming off of a win last week over Columbus Lakeview by the score of 33-7. Ryan Beamer had a big ball game for Adams Central, and that went on the road, 193 yards, scored a couple of touchdowns. Nate Arlt also scoring 2 touchdowns for AC, scored on runs of 76 and 18 yards. The Patriots just rolling along here. They have outscored the last of 4 opponents by a margin of 185-20. As they get sent for high school football action here tonight, they'll meet their crosstown rivals in Hastings High. The Tigers are sitting at 1 win and 5 losses on the season. Hastings picking up their first win of the season last week with a convincing 41-6 win over the York Dukes. The Tigers putting together probably one of their better offensive performances of the season, as Hastings rushed for 281 yards in that ball game. They threw for 77. Brandon Reeves had a big ball game for Hastings High, 14 carries, 115 yards in that ball game. Brady Rutt, 11 carries, 98 yards, and Andy Butler had 11 carries and 69 yards in the contest against Hastings High. But quite frankly, a lot's going to happen for Hastings High to stay in the football game here tonight. They're up against a machine with head coach Bill Carlin and the Adams Central Patriots. They've got their eyes on the Class B State High School football playoffs coming up in just a couple of weeks. After a week absence, Jimmy Purcell has joined me back along a field side here. Good to have you back, partner, after spending a week with the NASCAR boys down in Kansas City.
Yeah, kind of a yearly trip we always go to, and had another great time down there for the nationwide race on Saturday, and then the cup race on Sunday, and the right guy won. Tony won, so that was a good thing for me. It made the whole trip worthwhile, a lot of fun, but glad to be back here and doing football on Friday night.
I'll tell you what, a good matchup here tonight. Two crosstown rivals getting together for the first time here this season, Adams Central and Hastings High. The Tigers are struggling all season long offensively. They have played pretty good defense, but they're up against a machine here tonight in Adams Central.
Well, they really are, Mike, and we've had the opportunity to do both these teams a couple of different times this year. And then you go back to the Crete game. That was a real big win for Bill Carlin and this Adams Central Patriot football team. They really thought that beating a Class B opponent like that won the state championship a couple of years was a big win. And they continue just to keep chopping their way along in this Class B schedule and really setting themselves up for that showdown here in a couple of weeks when they play Aurora, the number one ranked team in Class B right now. So it's going to be a big game tonight. If you remember the game last year, as I do, a very long night for Rick Rehbarger and the Tigers. Adams Central got out on top of them quickly, and they really just wasted no time in putting the hurt to the Tigers. And I know with the win last week, it was big to get the kids a victory, and the coaches and the morale for the team has got to be great. Doesn't matter who it's against. York's not a very good football team, but it doesn't matter. A win is a win, and it was a big win for Coach Rick and his troops.
It's kind of an odd situation here tonight. Adams Central is actually the home team on the scoreboard tonight. They're going to be on the home side of the football field here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Naturally, Hastings High has played all their home games here the past couple of years, but they are across the field, across the way here tonight. The teams are in their respective locker rooms, but AC has given up one of their home games to move this contest to the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight, and they're going to be the home team. They'll be on this near sideline. So as we get set to go, it's Hastings and Adams Central with the sides reverse here from what we normally see the Tigers.
Well, it is, Mike, and I think it makes it such a great atmosphere. Nothing that anything's wrong with Patriot Field out at Adams Central, but this is just such a great facility. You can see the field very good from the stands, and Adams Central is packed in a great crowd here on the near side. Hastings High continuing to filter into their seats over there on the far side, and just a real nice atmosphere for the game tonight. But you go back to the contest at hand. I was reading some articles in the newspaper. You've got to remember a lot of these guys, and you've done them over the summer with Legion Baseball. A lot of them have been teammates, so they know each other very, very well. So going to be interesting to see how the kids kind of go at each other. I read the article about Andy Butler and Nathan Arlton. They know each other very, very well, so it's going to be interesting to watch them two at each other this evening, a couple of talented individuals on both teams.
Weather-wise, going to be a cool one here tonight. The temperature here at kickoff is going to be 51 degrees with winds out of the north at about 6 miles per hour, but things expected to cool down quite a bit throughout the ball game tonight. The Adams Central football team has got their protective outerwear, their coats ready to go just behind the bench here down the ahead of us. And again, I expect more of the same over on the opposite side for Hastings High, but they're expecting cold conditions tonight. In fact, even calling for some snow after midnight. In fact, when you wake up tomorrow, we get ready for the Broncos tomorrow at the same field. We're going to have a light dusting of snow here at Lloyd Wilson Field.
Tell you what, I don't know what happened to summer. It's gone. No fall. Now we're jumped right into winter. And, yeah, they're talking about the weather conditions all through the weekend deteriorating. And we, for the first time, had to pre-storm lightweights last night, our midget football team, to bring jackets. We've never had to do that in all the years I've been helping out, but Sunday looks like it's going to be very, very cold, so we've instructed them to bring coats, but going to be a nice night. No wind to speak of. The flags are motionless at the end of the field.
Adams Central, like we said, the home team, they're going to be dressed in their silver pants and their blue tops here tonight with their blue football helmets. Matt Overmiller will be the quarterback, 165, and a junior, Ryan Beamer, will be your tailback today. Beamer, a 190, a senior. He's at 813 yards for Adams Central so far this year, averaging 6.6 yards per carry. He has scored 13 touchdowns. Beamer has done it all for the Pats. Ryan Bender, the other running back, a 185-pound junior. Bryce Hendricks will be your tight end, 195 and a senior. Wide receiver Zach Hunt, 175 and a senior. The flanker will be Nate Arlt, 170 and a senior. Across the offensive line for Adams Central, the center will be Tommy Ehlers, 240 and a junior. Zach Hollister, one of the guards, 180 and a junior. Philip Holtman will be your right guard, 200 pounds and a senior. Jake Meyer will be a tackle, 235 and a senior. And Matt Wallen will be the other tackle, 250 and a senior. Adams Central on defense. Across the front, you've got Jake Meyer, 235 and a senior. Nick Hill, 235 and a senior. Skyler Hunt, 315 pounds and a junior. And Brandon Hageman will be your defensive end, 200 pounds and a junior. The linebackers will be Bryce Hendricks, 195 and a senior. Ryan Bender, 185 and a junior. Micah Lindblad, 170 and a junior. And also Ryan Beamer, a 190-pound senior. In the defensive backfield for the Adams Central Patriots, you'll have Zach Hunt, a 175-pound senior. Jake Johnson, a 165-pound junior. And Nate Arnold, the 170-pound senior. Again, the Patriots are sitting at 6 wins and no losses on the season, ranked number 4 in the state of Nebraska in Class B, according to the Associated Press High School Football Poll. We'll join the national anthem here on the field at the Osborne Sports Complex. As we inch closer to game time here tonight, you've got Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia from 1230 KHAS. Gave the starters for Adams Central. Here's what Hastings High is cooking up here tonight. Your quarterback will be Brady Rutt, 6 foot, 185, and a junior. Rutt has run for 305 yards and has thrown for 334 yards so far this year for Hastings High. Andy Butler will be your scat back, 5'7", 160, and a senior. The fullback, Brandon Reeves, 6 foot, 190, and a senior. Wide receiver, Ben Reimer, 5'8", 160 pounds, and a senior. The tight end will be Jack Andreessen, 6'3", 200 pounds, senior. The dagger back for Hastings High is going to be Taylor Bush, a 6 foot, 165-pound senior. And across the front of the offensive line, you've got Nick Panganiban. Panganiban, a 6 foot, 245-pound senior. Heath Sab will be at the left guard, 5'8", 200 pounds, and a senior. The right guard will be Trent Halbmeyer, 6 foot, 200-pound sophomore. The left tackle will be Brandon Springer, 6 foot, 230-pound junior. And a right tackle will be Alex Keel, 6'1", 230-pound junior. Hastings High on defense here tonight. The down lineman will be Heath Sad, 5'8", 200-pound senior. Alex Keel, 6'1", 230, a junior. Nick Patrick, a 5'8", 235-pound senior. And Jack Andreessen, the 6'3", 200-pound senior. The linebackers for Hastings High, Matt Geiger, 5'11", 180, and a sophomore. Brandon Reed, 6', 190, and a senior. And Bo Zimmerman, 5'11", 195, and a senior. In the defensive secondary, Ben Reimer, 5'8", 165-pound senior. Brady Rutt, 6', 185, and a junior. You've got Dylan Haltmeyer, 5'11", 170, and a junior. And Andy Butler, 5'7", 160-pound senior. So we're set to go. Hastings High and Adams Central here tonight. Class B high school football in 1230 KHIS. The Patriots going to kick off. Hastings High will move from our left to our right, north to south, here in the opening quarter of play. Again, 51 degrees at kickoff time, and just a couple of scattered high clouds in the air. Hunt gets into the football for Adams Central. End-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Reimer at the 15-yard line. Ball game is underway. Reimer is back to the 20, fighting to the 25, to the 30, and brings it out to the 31-yard line. That's where Hastings High will start, first down and 10. Now, as we mentioned, the Tigers put together their most productive night offensively in the ball game against the York Dukes, but Adams Central is no York. The Patriots are going to be much tougher here tonight.
Yeah, they're going to be going against a very good defense out there for Bill Carlin. Very big across the front. You look at the guys that you had mentioned defensively for Adams Central on the front line, 235, 235, 315, and 200 on the right end. So a very big physical defense. This offensive line for the Tigers is going to have their work cut out for them.
Adams Central gives up only 157 yards per ball game, 62 yards on the ground, 94 yards through the air, and some change. First down and 10 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball on their own 32. Brady Rutt pitches the ball back. That is Butler trying to get outside, and he is hitting down. He goes. He gets to the outside, but he is nailed right at the line of scrimmage. No gain in the play. So right away, Rick Rebarger tries to use the speed of Andy Butler to try to get outside against this Adams Central defense. That's going to be a tough chore here tonight.
Well, and it is. And you mentioned the size up front defensively for Adams Central. You've got the quickness in the secondary. You've got Arlt. You've got Hunt. You've got Beamer. You've got Bender. Just a tough, tough defense to try to spread the field and get outside.
They're going to give them a yard on that last play. We'll call it second down and 9 yards to go as they inch the ball up to the 33-yard line. Wide receivers go left and right, backs in the I formation. Rutt wants to throw, throws it far side. It's caught and then dropped by Reimer. Pass was delivered high by Brady Rutt. Reimer tried to haul it in at about the 37-yard line. It was off of his fingertips, out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. And that's going to bring up a third down situation. Rutt, one time, was in the Adams Central School District. A lot of guys have been crisscrossing between the district boundaries throughout their days growing up in grade school and junior high. But Brady, at one time, was an Adams Central Patriot. Now the quarterback for Hastings High. Third down and 8 yards to go. He runs with a football, gets away from one man. He approaches the 35-yard line, and down he goes. A pickup of about a yard, maybe two in the play. So Hastings High goes three plays and out on their opening possession, and the Tigers will have to punt the football away.
Well, and again, we just showed the physical ability of this defensive front that Adams Central has out there tonight. They're just very tough to try to run against, and there Brady Rutt tries to run the option to the right side, elected to cut it up right off his right tackle, but he met a host of blue jerseys and the Patriots out there, only picked up a couple of yards. We're going to have a fourth down. And Adams Central should get some pretty good field position to start their initial drive.
Ryan Beamer averages 19 yards per return. Nate Arlt drops back. He averages 27.2. Arlt has dropped back for two for touchdowns so far this year. Here's the kick by Tanner Jones of Hastings High. It bounces to the 33-yard line. It's going to be downfield here by Ben Reimer right at the 33. That was a kick of only 31 yards for Jones. He averages about 37.8 on the season. So for the first time tonight, the Adams Central Patriots and their offensive unit out of the field. They'll start first down and 10 on their own 33-yard line. And this is a group that has put together some points here. The last 4 weeks, they have scored 185 points offensively.
Well, and you just look at their starting lineup. They have so many weapons. Bender and Beamer in the backfield. You got Arlt at a wing. You got Hunter, a receiver, and Bryce Heinrichs as well. And Overmiller having a pretty good season directing this offense for Bill Carlin.
First down, 10 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball on their own 33.5-yard line. Somebody jumps up front, and we've got a flag whistle on Hastings High. So the Tigers moving up front. That was Alex Keel jumping up there for the Tigers. Keel, the defensive tackle, 6'1", 230-pound junior. He jumps the gun on the first play here for Adams Central. That's going to cost the Tigers 5 yards. First down and 5 yards to go. Adams Central now with the ball on their own 39-yard line.
Yeah, and the first mistake defensively for Hastings High, they're going to have to play pretty much error-free football, Mike, if they want to stay in this game. Depth is going to be a huge issue. You look at the sidelines, Bill Carlin has a host of players over here, and Coach Rebarger has talked about it. The depth on his side is not very big.
Here's Beamer. He gets the first call here for Adams Central across the 40. Brings it out to about the 43-yard line, and that's Bender carrying the ball. That was Bender carrying the ball there for Adams Central. The other running back, 185-pound junior, as he takes the ball up to about the 43. A pickup of 3 yards in a play. We'll call it second down and 2 yards to go. So Bender hasn't carried the ball much, but he gets the first call here. 14 carries, 38 yards coming in here. A couple of touchdowns for AC. Second and two. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's going to be Hunt. Wide receiver comes to the left as well. From the shotgun formation, Overmiller has got the ball. Hands it away to Nate Arlt. Short side of the field. Nate's got the ball at the 45. Approaches the 47 and is run out of bounds over here by Hastings High. He will have enough for a first down. Making the stop for the Tigers defensively. And on the stop there for Hastings was number 33. That was Taylor Bush. Bush, the rover back in there for the Tigers here in this ball game against Adams Central. But Adams Central picks up a first down on the first series there as they push the ball out to the 47-yard line, first and 10 for the Pats.
And for the Tiger defense, they're going to have to respect the presence of Nathan Arlt when he is out on the field and where he is at all times. And now we got a good matchup. Andy Butler matched up on Nathan Arlt.
As Arlt is split out wide to the right side, there's a quick pitch. It's going to go to Beamer. He's got the ball at the 45-yard line across the 50. Inside Tiger territory as he moves the ball down to the 48-yard line. Tackle is made in there again by Taylor Bush for Hastings High. Head coach Rick Rebarger spent a lot of time during the pregame show tonight discussing those two individuals, Nate Arlt and also Ryan Beamer. He says we've got to cut down and eliminate the big plays. Those guys have potential to score anywhere on the field, and they want to eliminate those big plays here tonight.
Well, and we look at Beamer for the year, 813 yards. He very well could go over the 1,000-yard mark tonight. We'll keep numbers on him, but a 1,200-yard back last year for Adams Central.
Second down and 7 yards to go. Here's Nate Arlt and a little reverse play. He's got the ball at the 50. He's spun down at the 47-yard line. Good job there by the Tiger defense. Containing Nate Arlt, he runs into number 65, Alex Keel, on the play. So that's the second time they've used that little reverse to Nate. That time it was stacked up by Alex Keel and the rest of the defensive front there for the Tigers. Little, if any, gain. We'll call it third down and 6 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball on the Hastings High 47. Now the wide receiver splitting out wide to the right side is going to be Zach Hunt. Nate Arlt will be the flanker off to that right side. The tight end is Hendricks, lined up to the left side of the formation. Back to the I formation with Matt Overmiller up under center. He retreats, and now we've got a penalty flag down. The officials blow this one down, and I think the Patriots are a little anxious here. They're going to be whistled for illegal procedure here, and that's going to cost Adams Central 5 yards. So each team with a penalty here in the opening quarter of this football game, 7:58 to play in the first quarter. No score between the Patriots and the Tigers here tonight.
Well, and actually just what the Tigers would order up, have a little penalty here, and they've been able so far to keep Adams Central in check. Only one first down on this drive, but they've been able to keep the awareness of where Nate Arlt and Beamer are on the field at all times. This brings up a third down and 10 here for AC.
Bender is your wide receiver to the left. That's Hunt to the right side. Overmiller wants to throw the ball. Does so. He's got a man. Nate Arlt, 35, 30, 25, 20 down the sideline. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 53 yards, a touchdown. Matt Overmiller to Nate Arlt. Nate got behind the defensive backs, Jimmy. That was laid right in there by the junior quarterback, Matt Overmiller. It goes 53 yards for a touchdown, and the Patriots are out on top.
Well, and they had Arlt lined up in the slot on the left-hand side, and he simply just run right between the linebackers. And on coverage back there for Hastings High was Matt Geiger. He just simply allowed Arlt to run by him. You cannot allow to have him get behind you. You have to keep him in front of you at all time. And Overmiller just simply rolls to the right side, found Arlt. He was all alone, and you're not going to catch him. He's too quick, and he got into the end zone 53 yards for the initial strike. That was a big play, Mike. That was a third down and 10 call.
And now Zach Hunt into the ball game to attempt the PAT. 5 of 7 on extra points so far this year. High snap. The extra point is going to be no good. It was blocked. Blocked by Brandon Reeves, so the PAT is no good by Adams Central. 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex. The score, Adams Central 6, Hastings High nothing.
It's the get ready for some football sale going on now at Video Kingdom in Hastings. Lowest prices of the year. No money down, no interest until 2011 on all Mitsubishi products. Express delivery, professional hookup and operational instruction, and we'll dispose of your old TV. Check out the fantastic selection of TVs at the lowest price of the year at Video Kingdom, located in the Cimarron Plaza in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
5 plays, 65 yards. Adams Central cashes in their first possession of the ball game. A 53-yard touchdown pass, Matt Overmiller to Nate Arnold, and it's a 6-0 ball game. The Patriots out on top. That's something the Tigers didn't want to do, and that's fall behind in this ball game.
Well, and allow big plays. I mean, they did pretty good on the series. Adams Central tried to mix up a couple of plays, run the reverse to Arlt. Hastings High did a great job defending that. And then simply just a coverage breakdown with Matt Geiger back there defensively for the Tigers and allowing Nate Arlt to go right by him. And Overmiller delivered a perfectly pass to Arlt, and he takes it in for 53 yards. And Arlt on that drive, 57 yards rushing and receiving.
6-0 is the score. Adams Central out on top. And now Nate will kick off here for the Patriots. End-over-end kick is going to be short. Fielded by the Tigers at the 20-yard line, center of the field, 25-30. Brings it out to the 35-yard line, to the 36, to the 37. That was Taylor Bush bringing the ball back there for Hastings High. The Tigers will start somewhere around the 35 or 36-yard line, moving from our left to our right in quarter number one. The other team in town tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia on the road. They are playing in Central City against the Bison. The Blue Hawks are currently 5-0 in the season. The Bison are 1-4. We'll have some scoring updates for you on that one throughout the ball game. The Blue Hill Bobcats, ranked number one in Class C2. They are playing in Fullerton tonight against the Warriors. We'll get some updates on that ball game as well throughout the contest here on 1230 KHIS. Brady Rudd in there at quarterback for Hastings High. First down and 10 from his own 37. Throws the ball far side, way over the head of his intended receiver. Trying to get it out there to number 10. That was Kyle Hamburger, who's into the ball game now for Hastings High. Hamburger, the 5 foot 7-inch, 145-pound senior. That one was delivered high by Rutt. And it's now second down and 10 yards to go for the Dykes.
Well, and Rutt has time out there. The offensive line doing a pretty good job giving him protection, setting up in the pocket there. That was just simply overthrown to his intended receiver. The prior pass that Brady had was off the outstretched arms of, I believe that was Reimer over there in that first series.
Second down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball in their own 37. And running with the football now is the Tigers across the 40. That's going to be Rutt with it now across the 40 to the 44 before he's brought down. So Brady carrying the ball there from about the 36 onto the 44-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of 8 yards in the play. So the junior running back carrying the ball there. Like we said, kind of a dual-threat quarterback. He's thrown for 334 yards so far this year. He has run for 305 yards. Picks up a nice gain there of about 8 yards for Hastings High. Third down and two. The ball is pushed out here to the 44-yard line. Rutt hands the ball away. Andy Butler is stacked up but gets away across the 45. First down, still on his feet to the 49 to the 50-yard line and brought down there. The Patriots had him wrapped up before he got to the first down stakes, but Andy Butler, kind of one of those squirmy type of guys, he's hard to bring down as Andy Butler moves the pile all the way out to the 50-yard line, a nose into Adams Central territory. It's first and 10 for the Tigers.
Well, like the 22 on the other side, we've talked about him a lot tonight. You got to give Andy Butler a lot of credit. That kid does not quit. He does not like to go down, and he's not very big. He officiates some of the midget football games, Mike, and I've seen him up close without pads. He's not very big, but give him a lot of credit. He's a tough customer to bring down.
Now Rutt wants to throw the football, some pressure. He unloads it down the near sideline. It's going to be caught and dropped. Hamburger was the intended receiver, but Heinrich's over here with a big stick for Adams Central defensively. That's where the oohs and the ahs came from as Heinrich's got into Reimer here on the near, Hamburger here on the near sideline, an incomplete pass.
Boy, and a good pass by Brady Rudd as he rolled to the right side, threw it over the defenders, and then Hamburger almost makes an outstanding one-hand catch with his left hand, but then a big hit by Heinrich's. Knocks that ball loose, going to bring up second down and 10. 6:27 left to go here in the first quarter.
6-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Rutt is up under center. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Rutt is going to give the ball away to the first man through. That's Brandon Reeves, and he is stacked up. Brandon Reeves is stacked up on the play. End of the stop there for Adams Central defensively. That's Nate Arnold again making the stop, and Reeves may be a little bit shaken up as he is down here in Tiger territory back here at the 48-yard line. Brandon Reeves was immediately stood up in the hole there by the Adams Central defense, and Reeves is down on the play at the 48.
Yeah, Reeves was trying to second and third effort to get away from the Adams Central defense, and then Nate Arlt coming up from his cornerback position was able to put a big plant right on Brandon Reeves, and he's laying right out in the middle of that H here at Lloyd Wilson Field.
6:13, we'll take an injury timeout here. 6:13 to play in the first quarter. It's Adams Central 6, Hastings High, nothing.
What is a good neighbor? It's someone nearby who helps make your life a little easier. It's someone like me, State Farm agent Zach Augustine. I'll take the time to understand your insurance and financial needs, so whether you're preparing for your child's college education or planning for retirement, get the kind of help you'd expect from a good neighbor. Visit my office today at 1017 West 2nd in the Clock Tower Plaza across from Allen's and Hastings, or give me a call at 463-9525.
Like a good neighbor.
1230 KHAS.
Brandon Reeves is helped off of the field for Hastings High. Tigers now looking at third down and 10 yards to go, and Hastings can ill afford to lose the starting fullback, Brandon Reeves, as he's going to receive some medical attention on the far sideline. Third down and 10. Hastings High with the ball from the Adams Central 49-yard line. Here's a pass to the far side. It's going to be caught by Reimer, and then he was ridden out of bounds here at about the 47, so a short gain of only 2 yards in the play. Completed pass from Rutt to Reimer. He is knocked out of bounds to the 47. Over there defensively for the Adams Central Patriots was Ben Rosenquist, the quarterback on that right side. Hastings High far short of a first down. It's now fourth down and 6. Hastings High will punt for the second time.
Yeah, Reimer just run about a 5-yard pattern and then to the outs, and the defender out there, Rosenquist, was able to hook right up with him. Had no chance to get to the first down stick, so Tanner Jones in the punt here for the Tigers.
He stands at his own 42-yard line. Adams Central, a couple of men back deep. High kick by Jones. Angles to the far side. Arlt gives chase. He watches it go out of bounds to the 15-yard line. That is a kick of about 30 yards. 30 yards for Tanner Jones, but Adams Central is going to be backed up inside their own 20-yard line. Early scores in high school football tonight. North Platte St. Pat's has jumped out on top of Kearney Catholic. 7 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's a North Platte St. Pat's 7, Kearney Catholic nothing. Early in the first quarter, Minden has drawn first blood against Wood River. The Whippets over the Eagles by the score of 7-0. Donovan has jumped out on top of St. Paul in the first quarter. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals leading St. Paul by the score of 7-0. 6-0 here, Adams Central out on top of the Hastings High Tigers. The Adams Central Patriots with the ball. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. Matt Overmiller directed this offense down the field on the first possession and got into the end zone at a 53-yard touchdown pass. Here's Beamer getting the call for AC. He brings it out to the 21, maybe the 22-yard line. A pickup of about 6 yards in the play for Ryan Beamer. Beamer, 123 carries coming to the football game tonight. 813 yards, averaging 6.6 yards per carry. He has scored 13 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's impressive. We talked about it time and time again that the running backs that Adams Central have had over the years, putting up a 6-touchdown performance here a couple of weeks ago, they just continue to keep grinding out the running backs out there at AC.
Beamer had a couple of touchdowns last week in the ball game against Columbus Lakeview. He gets the call again, and he is spun down after a yard or two right in the teeth of the Hastings High defensive front there. As Beamer picks up two, we'll call it second down and still actually third down and a couple of yards to go now for Adams Central.
And I see on the Hastings High side defense now, Brandon Reeves back in the game. You'd mentioned it. They can ill afford to lose him. He's just a hard-nosed kid. He'll block for you. He'll run hard when he gets in there, and you just hated to see him go out of the game, but a good thing he's back in there defensively for Rick Rebarger.
So now Adams Central looking at third down and about a yard and a half to go, and now they're back to their more traditional-looking Maryland I formation here with two tight ends. They hand away to Bender, and Bender is going to pick up running room across the 25, out to the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. That is a first down for Bender. Heath Sad into the stop there for Hastings High defensively. Sad, the 5'8", 200-pound senior for the Tigers. Ryan Bender gets the call there for Hastings. Adams Central, as he jumps inside the hash marks there and takes the ball all the way out to the 32-yard line, a first down for the Pats. Adams Central moving from south to north, right to left here in quarter number one. Patriots out on top early in this ball game. The score is 6-0. Adams Central now with the wide receiver split out wide to the right side. That's Nate Arlt. Now he comes in motion to the near side, and they hand the ball away to him. Nate is hemmed into the backfield, and now he takes it back to the far side again. 30, still on his feet to the 35-yard line and brought down there. Tackle is made by Brady Rutt defensively for Hastings High. So that play was designed to come this way, Jimmy, but Nate Arlt puts on the brakes, puts the Studebaker in reverse and takes it to the far side of the field. And finally, Brady Rutt brings him down at the 36. A whole lot of running, but a pickup of only about 4 yards in the play.
A lot of shaking and baking over on the left side, but Dave is able to stop and reverse his direction. And Brady Rutt, what an outstanding open field tackle. If Rutt doesn't bring him down, Arlt could get around the corner and be gone.
And now it's second down and 6 yards to go. EC with the ball on their own 36. Wide receivers split out wide to the left side. Here's a quick throw over here to Hunt. He is hemmed in. Zach looking to get away. Finds some blockers at the 35-yard line. Now tries to take it to the far sideline. He does. He's at the 40-yard line to the 45 and run out of bounds at the 46 or the 47. So, again, Adams Central designed to come this way with it. Zach was hemmed in by Ben Reimer and the rest of the gang there, and then took it to the far sideline. And finally, Jack Andreessen had to bring him down. So that's two straight plays where they have been able to shift and take it to the far side of the field. Found some running room over there, and Adams Central has picked up another first down out here at the 46-yard line.
Well, Ben Reimer doing a great job over here on the right side. He was matched up against Nate Arlt and was able to fight off the block and forced Hunt back to the far side of the field. And then Hunt was able to pick up a nice gain of 10 yards and another first down.
2:35 to play here in the first quarter. There's a handoff now for Adams Central. Beamer's got it, 45 to the 50. He's inside Hastings High territory down at the 45-yard line. The Tigers had a couple of guys there, but you can't bring him down with your shirt as they're trying to grab on to Beamer, and he's just too strong for that. He's finally brought down by Matt Geiger as he approaches the 45-yard line. Another nice run there by Ryan Beamer.
Five carries now and 24 yards for Beamer, and that was Bo Zimmerman, number 24 for Hastings High defensively, that got into the backfield and had a hand on the back of the shoulder pads of Beamer. But you're right, you're not going to bring him down by just an arm tackle. He's way too strong. You got to get down around those big, powerful legs, and he rumbles for 8 yards. Second down and two here for AC.
Adams Central with the ball at the Hastings High 46-yard line. Here's a handoff to Beamer. This time he's hitting the backfield, and down he goes. Nick Patrick, number 60. Patrick, the 5'11", 235-pound senior, gets through there and knocks Beamer down for a loss of a yard in the play. And now it is third down for Adams Central, third down and two.
And it almost looked like Hastings High defensively jumped off sides, but obviously the officials right there said he didn't get the helmet across the line of scrimmage. And Nick Patrick, how many times in football games we've done for Hastings High this year, he's done an outstanding job defensively getting in the backfield. And there Patrick had great penetration, was able to bring Beamer down, no gain, third down and two here.
Nate Arnold is your wide receiver to the right side. Beamer gets the call, looks inside, bounces outside across the 45 to the 40, down to the Tiger 38-yard line. Ryan Beamer carrying the mail there. Tackle is made by Reimer of Hastings High. Also making the stop, Brandon Reeves, but not before Beamer picks up a first down for the Patriots. Designed, I think, Jimmy, to go between the left tackle and the left guard. The hole was not there, so he just breaks it outside a hole, takes it around the left tackle and the tight end there and found some running room.
Yeah, and again, it takes two to three defenders to bring down Beamer. That one there, he was able to pick up a nice gain of 8 yards as they inch it down deeper into Tiger territory.
AC with the ball at the Hastings High 38-yard line, already leading by the score of 6-0. Quick pitch goes to Beamer, cuts it inside, and Beamer takes it to about the 37-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Bo Zimmerman for Hastings High defensively. We'll give Beamer a couple of yards on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. We're under a minute to go here in the opening period. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia is playing on the road tonight at Central City. The Blue Hawks looking for their sixth win of the 2009 season against a team that has won only one time so far this year, the Bison 1-4. It is second down and about 9 yards to go. Hastings High on defense here. Adams Central with the ball right at the 47-yard line. Wide receivers all over the place now with 11 seconds to play. Overmiller has got the ball across the middle. It's going to be caught by Heinrichs. Heinrichs at the 25 to the 20. He's at the 15 to the 10-yard line. A tackle made down there by Brady Rutt down at the 2. So a touchdown-saving tackle by Rutt, but Heinrichs was all well on his way to the horses there and on his way to the end zone. A nice touchdown-saving tackle by Brady Rutt. But Adams Central, first down and goal at the Hastings High 2.
Adams Central's fifth first down, and again, Hastings High gives up a big play. This one here, Bryce Heinrichs gets behind the defense, and Overmiller hits him in stride. And give credit to Brady Rutt. He didn't quit. He could have just let him waltz into the end zone, but Brady hustling down there makes a nice open field tackle and brings him down, but they'll spot the ball down at the 1-yard line. And that'll be the first play of the second quarter because we are done through one.
All right, one quarter in the books here tonight in Class B High School Football in 1230 KHIS. The score after one, It is Adams Central 6, Hastings High, nothing.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Your vehicle is a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore it. Tice Auto Care is your full-service Napa Auto Care Center. At Tice, their technicians are ASE certified, committed to auto care excellence, and can take care of your car repair needs, foreign or domestic. Have Tice Auto Care give your vehicle a checkover, from basic maintenance and air conditioning to computer and fuel system diagnosis. When your vehicle needs attention, give it the best. Tice Auto Care, with over 35 years in the business. Service you can trust at 3rd and Denver in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Adams Central out on top by the score of 6-0 here in this football game, with the Patriots knocking on touchdown door thanks to the 38-yard pass from Matt Overmiller to Bryce Hendricks that takes the ball down to the 1-yard line. Adams Central now at the south end zone, gives the ball away to Bender. He just throws his body in there. No indication yet from the officials. They say it's going to be stopped short. The goal line, the Patriots will have to try to get underway here in quarter number two.
Well, AC taking pride on racking up a bunch of offense in another quarter again. 150 total yards of offense, 101 through the air, 49 on the ground for AC. The Tigers, 3 yards through the air, 19 on the ground, so 22 and one first down for the Tigers. And we got a second down and goal here for AC.
All right, Adams Central will line up in that Maryland I formation again. All three backs stacked up behind the quarterback over Miller. They give it again to Bender, and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Bender gets into the end zone for the touchdown for Adams Central. That's Ryan's third touchdown of the 2009 season. And with 11 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the second quarter, the Patriots go out on top of the score of 12-0.
Well, that drive only took 11 plays, as the drive prior to that was 5. But again, it was a big play that the Tiger defense give up with that 38-yard pass play to Bryce Hendricks down inside the 5-yard line. And there, Bender just simply gets a nice hole from his front line and takes it right over the right side. Scampers into the end zone, and Adams Central will line up here in the Maryland I again, and they'll go for two.
Yeah, they missed the first point after touchdown, as the PAT was blocked by Brandon Reeves. So Adams Central will try to get that one back right here. They'll go for two as they hand the ball away. That's going to be Beamer following some blockers right into the end zone. The two-point conversion is good. I don't know if anybody from Hastings High even touched him, as Ryan had some blockers out in front of him. He sweeps the right end. Beamer takes it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 11:46 to play in quarter number two. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 14, Hastings High nothing.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
It's late in the game. It's fourth and inches. You need a timeout. And suddenly the team cries out,
"What's for dinner?"
Next time you're faced with a tough sideline call, call Custom Pack in Hastings. Whether it's hot dogs or brats or burgers, meaty chili, cold meats, or cheese, Custom Pack is your tailgate and football party headquarters. From the appetizers to the dessert, your playbook is complete at Custom Pack. So this season, if you want to put one in the win column for your guests, it's Custom Pack for all pregame and halftime fare.
1230 KHAS.
All right, two possessions so far for Adams Central. Two touchdowns, 14-0 is the score. Here's the kickoff, returned by Ben Reimer across the 20-yard line to the 25, across the 30, approaches the 34-yard line, and that's where Hastings High will start first down and 10 on their own 34. The Tigers now cannot deviate from their game plan. It's still too early in the ball game for that, but the Tigers have got to put something together offensively here in this contest, and probably right here on this drive.
Well, this is a very important drive, Mike, for the Tigers. They have to just settle down, try to get something going on the ground with Butler and Reeves, and try to get a long time-consuming drive, because a good defense is a good offense, and right now to keep the hands off the Adams Central hands off of the football is the thing that the Tigers want to do right now.
Well, their defense has been on the field, too, the entire first half, basically. Here's a pass out here. It's going to be caught by Hastings High, as that's Andy Butler across the 35, and Butler has run out of bounds over here at about the 38 or the 39-yard line. Over here defensively for Adams Central is going to be Ryan Beamer, who's playing one of the linebacker spots here for the Pats. But a nice pass. Those are nice, safe passes there. Brady Rutt just swings it out here to Andy Butler, who makes the reception. That's his eighth catch of the 2009 season. Nice pickup of about 4 yards into play. We'll call it second down and six. Hastings High with the ball on their own 38-yard line. Ball is on the near side hash. That's going to be Butler going in motion. There's a handoff. Rutt gives it away to Brandon Rees. A dive play across the 40, across the 43-yard line. A pickup of a couple of yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central defensively. And a pickup of about 3 yards on the play. We'll call it third down now and about two. So third and very manageable here. Third down and two from about the 43.
Yeah, this is what Coach really wants is the third and short. He doesn't like that third and long situation. It just makes it too tough. His playbook's not very limited on those types of calls. And this is a much more manageable call here.
Rutt is up under center. That's a man coming in motion. They're going to hand the ball away and fighting for the first down up around the 45-yard line. And drop there, that's Brandon Rees, the fullback. They had to take it to the 45, and now it's the all-important spot here as the officials look to the far sideline. I think his knee went down just shy of the 45. So now Hastings looking at fourth down here, Jimmy, and about a half a yard to go. Boy, do you gamble at this point in the ball game?
No, I don't believe. Well,
I don't see.
I thought that was Tanner Jones running onto the field, but it's not going to be. Let's pack Coach Rick up. Let's take him to the boats because we're going to gamble. What the heck? Go for it right here.
Now, fourth down and less than a yard to go from his own 44-and-a-half-yard line with 10 minutes to play in the second quarter. Brady Rutt up under center. Turns, pitches the ball away. That's Butler with the ball. He's across the 45. He's got the first down. Still on his feet. 46, 47, 48, and brought down. Andy Butler picks up the first down for Hastings High. Tackle is made in there by Nick Hill, the 235-pound senior defensive tackle there for the Patriots. So big, big gamble to keep the drive alive for Rick Rebarger as he picks up the first down now. First down and 10 on his own 48.
Not only is that a confidence head coach, that's putting confidence in your players by going for it on fourth down there. And a nice job by the Tigers running a quick pitch to the left side. And Andy Butler just doing what he does best, picking and choosing his holes, was able to pick up a nice gain of 5 yards. Now the Tigers get another first down.
9:55 to play here in the first half. 14-0. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a handoff. That is stacked up immediately as they approach the 50-yard line. Brandon Rees, the ball carrier there for Hastings High. Rees, 54 carries and 263 yards coming into the football game here tonight for the Tigers. Of course, he's the converted quarterback from a season ago, playing at fullback here for the 2009 season for head coach Rick Rebarger. Picks up a single yard here, second down and nine. Tigers huddling, and now they run up to the line of scrimmage. The ball is on the near side hash. Wide receiver is James Hammack into the ball game now. Splits out wide to the right side. That double wing set here for the Tigers on second down and 9 yards to go. Here's Rutt. He just falls down with the ball. Looked like he wanted to pull it out of there, and he falls back on top of it at the 48-yard line. That was ugly. A belly to the first man through. That was Reason. I don't know if he wanted to run the option play to the far side or what, but he kind of fell on top of the football, lost his footing, and fell down here at the 48.
But I think that was the case. Andy Butler was lined up in the wing on the right side. He came in motion, stopped directly behind Brady Rutt, and then acted like they were going to run the option to the right side. And then as he bellied to Reeves, Reeves was able to blow through the line, but Brady just did not have a good handle on the football. Nearly a disaster for the Tigers.
Third down and 12 yards to go now. Third and long. Here's Rutt, wants to throw, tries to set up a screen. He is going to be hit, and he's going to be sacked back here at the 35-yard line. Getting through there for Adams Central is Brandon Hageman. He picks up his fifth sack of the 2009 season as Hageman, the 200-pound junior defensive end, busts through there and throws down Brady Rutt, a huge loss all the way back to the 38-yard line. It's fourth down and a mile.
Yeah, and Rutt just held onto the football a little long, pulled the defense out that long, and just simply had to eat the football. Fortunately enough, didn't make a foolish mistake by trying to throw it up for grabs, but great penetration there by the AC defense. A loss of 10, and now Tanner Jones comes in the game.
All right, fourth down and a mile. Jones gets it away. Adams Central nearly blocks it. Beamer controls the ball here at the 28, back to the 30. He's at the 35-yard line, and he's out to about the 38. A penalty flag is down. Did they get into Tanner Jones?
They got into Tanner Jones. I just seen there's the call, personal foul, roughing the kicker. on Adams Central. But, yeah, they definitely got into Tanner Jones, so that's going to nullify anything that Adams Central is going to be able to put together here. The Tigers are going to get the ball back.
It's fourth down and 21. The 15 yards wouldn't be enough, but I think with that comes the automatic first down. So the official is going to sort this baby out. A roughing the kicker call is going to be the penalty here on Adams Central. There's the indication, a roughing the kicker call on AC. They will mark off the 15 yards against the Patriots, and that, coming with that will be the automatic first down. Update on some scores across the area tonight. Minden and Wood River, they're at the end of the first quarter. They've already scored, four touchdowns between the two teams. Minden 14, Wood River 14 at the end of one. North Platte out on top of Lincoln High 14-0. That is at the end of the first quarter. North Platte St. Pat's leading Kearney Catholic 7-3. They've got 4:38 to play in the first quarter. Elsewhere on the scoreboard, we see Donovan. Donovan Trumbull has got a lead over St. Paul 7-0. That is in the first quarter. 14-0 here. Adams Central out on top of the Hastings High Tigers. They march off the 15-yard penalty against the Pats. That moves the ball to the Adams Central 48-yard line. That'll be a first down for Hastings High. So the Tiger offense back out on the field here, trying to control the clock. Down by a couple of scores. Rutt throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Bo Zimmerman. Back in coverage for the Adams Central Patriots was number 11. That is Ben Rosenquist. He's playing quarterback for the Patriots here in the second quarter. 7:41 remaining until halftime. 14-0. The Patriots out on top.
Well, if Brady would have had just a little more time to throw the football, Zimmerman was behind the Adams Central defense, and it was just a little bit overthrown. But Hastings High having all kinds of trouble defensively stopping Skyler Hunt. Watched him on that play there. He just absolutely bull rushed. Looks like Sue down there.
He's big enough. 315 pounds and a junior. It looks like Sue.
Yeah.
Second down and 10. Hastings High with the ball at the Adams Central 48. Rutt is in trouble. He's hitting down. He goes spun down back here at the Hastings High 49-yard line. As Hageman again in on the stop for the Adams Central Patriots and the man that Jimmy just talked about, number 79, Skyler Hunt.
Boy, really been watching him the last few plays, and they're trying to double-team him, but he's all man down there. He's manhandling this Hastings High offensive line, and that's why Brady Rutt just does have no time to throw the football down there tonight.
Third down and 12 yards to go now. 7:12 remaining until halftime. Adams Central is out on top of Hastings High. The score is 14-0 in a high school football game of the week. Hastings St. Cecilia on the road tonight playing in Central City against the Bison. No score yet on that ball game. And now the Tigers look a little bit confused offensively. Reimer is going to be the wide receiver. He splits out wide to the right side, and now we've got an official's timeout. Nope, we're going to have a Hastings High timeout. Like we mentioned, the Tigers running all over the place. Ben Reimer initially was coming to the left side this setup here as a wide receiver, and then goes all the way to the right side of the formation, and the Tigers will call a timeout as they will want to talk things over. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in quarter number two. We'll take a break for the score. Adams Central 14, Hastings High nothing.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. Third down and 12 yards to go. Rutt rolls right, and he unloads. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to bring it to the nearest sideline. That pass was way over the head of his intended receiver over here. That was Bush and also Reimer. They were both in the area, but the pass was delivered high by Rutt. He's off to kind of a rugged start tonight for the Tigers. And now it's fourth down and 12 yards to go.
Yeah, 2 of 7, 6 yards. And I like the play call. They got to roll him out of the pocket. They're having all kinds of trouble maintaining this defense in front of Adams Central. So roll your quarterback out of there, give him a little bit more time, but then you got to be able to deliver the ball, and that was grossly overthrown. That kind of looked like Zach Lee last night, way off the mark.
Tanner Jones back into the ball game here for Hastings High to punt. 14-0. Adams Central has had it twice. They have scored twice. Here's the kick. Beamer signals for the fair catch. He comes up and makes it at the 22-yard line. So this will be by far the worst field position the Patriots have had here in the first half. A 24-yard kick there for Tanner Jones, but he gets the job done as Adams Central will start right around their own 20-yard line. They'll mark it at the 22. High school football action coming your way tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. First down, 10 yards to go. Here's a blast play again to Beamer, 35, and he is chopped down at the 34 to the 35-yard line. Reimer into the stop for Hastings High defensively, but Beamer had a big, big hole. Actually, that was number 10, Kyle Hamburger, making the stop there for Hastings High, but a big hole for Beamer as he brings the ball all the way out to the 34-yard line. First down, Pats.
Gain of 12 off the right side. Just a simple blast play, as Mike said. 9 carries, 49 yards here in the ball game for Beamer.
And now we've got the Maryland I formation with Nate Arlt in the backfield with Ryan Bender and Ryan Beamer. Here's a call again to a Beamer. He's in the center of the field, 35, cuts to the far side to the 40, still on his feet. The ball comes loose at the 43-yard line. Big, big pileup. I think Hastings High is on top of it. Let's see. Yes, they are. The Tigers are on top of it. I think that's Ben Reimer over there for Hastings High on the reception there. Or rather, James Struess, I think number 26. James Struess recovers the Ryan Beamer fumble. Ryan doesn't fumble a whole lot, but he lays it on the carpet here. Struess picks it up, and Hastings High has a first down at the Patriot 44-yard line.
Well, and a big break for Hastings High, and normally Beamer does not fumble a whole lot, but that had a huge hole right up the middle. And then Struess, I know, was the guy wrestling Beamer on the outside as the Beamer broke some tackles. So Struess with the strip, and Hastings High comes up with the first turnover.
Here's a Brady Rutt with the ball now down the line of scrimmage, pitches the ball back 45 to the 40 and knocked down at the 38. Carrying the ball there for the Hastings High Tigers. Into the backfield now is Tanner Jones. That was Nate Arnold over here defensively for Adams Central. But Tanner Jones now seeing some of playing time. That's only his 10th carry of the season. He had 9 carries, 39 yards coming in here for head coach Rick Rebarger. But Tanner Jones, a nice quick first step there as he takes the ball all the way down to the 38.5-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of 6 on the play. Second down and 4.
Boy, and Brady Redd on that option took a big, big shot from the AC defense, but he pops right back up as he's done all year long.
Amaker, wide receiver to the right side. Here's a Rutt option play. That's going to be Hastings High running it again at the 40-yard line, and he is knocked down there. James Struess. Struess trying to get outside, and Nate Arnold again over there defensively, along with Brandon Hageman, number 31 for the Patriots. Now we've got a Tiger that's Heath Sad slow in getting up. He's one of the offensive linemen. The Tigers can ill afford to suffer an injury there in the offensive line. That's a group that has been plagued by injuries all season long. They're just now all getting back and playing at their usual spots for the second straight week here.
Well, it just gets gut-wrenching for Rick Rebarger down there. Every time we get him up for a post-game show, it's almost like, how's this individual doing? Because they just get so many injuries. And as we said, depth is a big issue for this Tiger football team. And we've seen several of the guys over there just in street clothes. I know a couple of weeks ago, a couple of linemen sustained some concussions. So just a tough situation as we see. Helped off the field.
So it's third down and 5 yards to go. Third and 5 for the Tigers as they make sure the scoreboard operation is running smoothly here. We're down to 4:47 to play in quarter number 2. Adams Central is out on top by the score of 14-0 here in the ball game as they try to pitch it to a James Struess in that last play, and he was knocked down by Hageman and also Nate Arlt trying to get outside, and now they're having some problems with the clock as now we're sitting at 45 minutes and 30 seconds, and that can't be right. We're in the second quarter of play here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Adams Central has had the ball twice. They have scored twice. The first one, a 53-yard touchdown pass from Matt Overmiller to Nate Arnold. That was in the first quarter with 7:34 remaining. And then in the early stages of quarter number 2, a 1-yard touchdown run from Ryan Bender. As the Patriots got into the end zone for the second time, that was set up by a 38-yard pass from Matt Overmiller to Bryce Hendricks that took the ball down to the 1. And Bender bangs it in a couple of plays later. So it's 14-0. Adams Central has got the lead. But I'll tell you what, if Hastings High, Jimmy, can knock this one into the end zone from this point, we might have ourselves a ball game here.
Well, and it'd be a big momentum boost. As remember, the Tigers got this drive revived by that roughing the kicker penalty. So we'll see what happens here.
Actually, they recovered the fumble. Yeah,
with the fumble.
Here's a pitch play to Andy Butler, and Butler tries to get outside, and he's going to be knocked down. Zach Cutt over here defensively for the Adams Central Patriots as Butler is knocked down. He moves the ball from about the 40 down to about the 38-yard line. We'll give him 2 yards in the play. So now Hastings High is looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and three. Rick tried for it back here toward midfield. He'll go for it here.
Yeah, they'll go for it again as we see Tanner Jones on the sidelines. He's the punter. Brady Rutt calls the play and breaks huddle with 4:22 clock counting. Another big fourth down call here for the Tigers.
All right, Hammock is your wide receiver to the left. There's a man going in motion. That is Butler. Rutt wants to throw the football. He backs up. He throws it into the center of the field. A jump ball. It's going to be tipped by Hunt and then caught by the Tigers down at the 8-yard line. Hunt got his hands on it there. The ball was tipped by Zach Hunt and right into the breadbasket of number 33, Taylor Bush. That is a completed pass, and the Tigers have the ball at the Adams Central 8-yard line.
28-yard gain, and Rutt, when he dropped back, had some pretty good time back there. He was looking deep downfield the whole time, and he had a couple of receivers in the area, but Hunt was able to get a hand on the football, tip it up in the air, but great concentration by Taylor Bush. He brings the ball in, and they'll spot it down inside the 10 at the 8-yard line, first and goal for Hastings High.
Brandon Rees in the backfield as well as Andy Butler. There's a call to Rees. He blasted off of left tackle, and Rees takes the ball down inside the 5-yard line, down to about the 3. So Brandon Rees carrying the ball there for Hastings High. Now the Tigers back into the football game here. They have been basically outplayed by Adams Central through the first two quarters. We're under 3.5 minutes to go now. If Hastings High can punch it in here, it'll be a one-score game as we go to the second half.
Yeah, Hastings High only 67 yards of total offense here in the ball game, and Adams Central with nearly 170 yards of total offense, but it doesn't matter. It's been some penalties and a nice play downfield as we got second down and goal here.
From the 5-yard line, here's Rutt going to hand the ball away again to Rees, the first man throw. He is across the goal line. He's in there for the touchdown. Brandon Rees takes it in from 5 yards out of the Tigers. They're on the scoreboard now with 3:12 remaining here in quarter number two.
Well, that was the same play as the one prior to that, just to the right side. They allowed the right guard and right tackle to do their work there. They run away from Skyler Hunt, the big boy on the left side, and open up a nice hole. And we talked about Rees. He's a hard-running kid, and he just puts his nose down and was able to get in the end zone.
There's a Tanner Jones into the ball game now to attempt a point after it is up. It is good. So with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in quarter number two, we will take a break now with a score, Adams Central 14, Hastings High 7.
Woodward's Disposal Service has been in business in the Hastings area since 1933 and is a fourth-generation family-owned business. Woodward's is full circle, which means they provide commercial, industrial, and residential disposal, along with recycling and 100% organic compost for all your gardening and landscaping needs. Woodward's is competitive with their service, providing residential customers with one free 96-gallon toter cart for just $15 a month. Woodward's, the leader in disposal services, 1039 South Burlington and their recycling center at 1400 South Baltimore.
If you've got a car, truck, or van that won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair at 463-6731. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repair, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, brakes and exhaust work, and has full or self-serve gas pumps. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 4 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm, Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area athletics.
12:30 KHAS.
So after the Adams Central fumble, Hastings High goes 8 plays, 46 yards. And the Tigers are on the scoreboard thanks to a 5-yard touchdown run from Brandon Rees. It's now 14-7. Patriots have the lead. Hastings High will kick off, fielded here by Bender at the 20-yard line. Back to the center of the field, out across the 30 to about the 33. So Adams Central will start first down and 10 on their own 33-yard line. 3:06 remaining here in the second quarter. The Tigers have made things interesting here.
Well, they really have, Mike, and just what the doctor ordered. They were able to come up with the Beamer fumble. The James Struce was able to strip out of the hands of Ryan Beamer and then simply went downfield. The big play, though, being the 28-yard reception from Brady Rutt to Taylor Bush, but it comes off the hands of Zach Hunt. Just great concentration down there inside the 10-yard line, but that's what set that one up, and then a nice touchdown run of 5 yards from Brandon Reese.
So now Overmiller brings his offensive charges out. Hands the ball away to Beamer. Around the right end, across the 40, puts his head down and drives it to about the 42. Tackle is made in there by Casey Lammers of Hastings. So a pickup of about 9 yards in a play for Beamer. We'll call it second down. Well, they say about 8 yards in a play as they move the ball out to the 42-yard line. Adams Central not in any hurry right now. They walk up to the line of scrimmage with 2:40 to play. They got a one-touchdown lead here, 14-7. They'll stay with that Maryland I formation, two tight ends. It is hand the ball away again to Beamer, both hands on the ball this time as he squirts up there to about the 44-yard line. He'll be very close to a first down. So the Patriots don't look as if they're going to try to stick any more points on the scoreboard here late in this second quarter as Beamer does pick up the first down up to the 44. They'll move the chains, but clock is running now at 2:20 left in the second quarter.
That is Adams Central's first down here in the second quarter. The Tiger offense has primarily had the football this whole quarter.
And now Adams Central will spread the field. Wide receivers left and right. Play action pass. Overmiller wants to throw it down the right sideline. Hunt is here. He grabs it at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. He gets behind Andy Butler, who's thrown right on the money. Zach Hunt takes it into the end zone for the score. And just as I say, the Patriots weren't looking for points. They go deep, and Hunt takes it into the end zone for the score.
Well, my next comment was, if they're not looking to put any points on the board, you want to make sure that you make some good tackles and you don't let anybody get behind you. And right there, Zach Hunt showing his speed, because Andy Butler's got some wheels, but he just simply runs a fly pattern down the right sidelines. And Overmiller again with another good pass. That one goes for 44 yards. Overmiller now 4 of 4 passing, 145 yards on the half, and 2 touchdowns.
Not too shabby, huh?
Boy.
There's Nate Arnold.
Fantasy numbers are huge for Overmiller tonight.
Arnold into the ball game for the PAT. Hunt will hold. 20-7. Adams Central has got the lead. And the point after is going to be no good.
You know, Adams Central has had some of the most outstanding backs in the 6, 7, 8 years that I can remember. Still have no answer for a kicker out there.
They have their times. So the PAT is no good. 2:02 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 20, Hastings High 7.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
It's a kickoff return by Hastings High. It is brought back by Andy Butler. And Butler brings it out to about the 26-yard line. And that's where Hastings High will start. A minute and 55 seconds to play now in quarter number two. Hastings High had this within a one-score deficit at 14-7 before Adams Central throws the long bomb down the right sideline. Zach Hunt hauls it in there for the Patriots, a 44-yard touchdown pass. 20-7 is the score now. Adams Central is out on top as the Hastings High offense comes back into the field, still with about 2 minutes to play. Here this one. Rudd is in the shotgun, hands the ball away to Reese, trying to shake one tackler. He can't do it. Brought down by Hageman, Brandon Hageman. Again, in on the stop there for the Adams Central defense. Hageman, the 200-pound junior defensive end. He's got a sack already tonight. Hageman, he knocks down Reese there for a tackle for a loss. Back here at the 24, a loss of about 3 yards in a play. We'll call it second down and 13 yards to go.
Mike just figuring out offense for the half, and boy, the Tigers are looking like they were going to have the momentum going in to halftime. by scoring that one touchdown, and then you just get a punch right in the gut on that long pass play. And total yardage in the half, Adams Central 220, Hastings High 68.
There's a man coming in motion now, and second down and 12 yards to go as Rutt hands the ball away. That's Reese, and Reese brings it back to about the original line of scrimmage, so they'll be looking at third down and 10. So third down and 10 for Hastings. We got a score in from Central City. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Central City after one quarter. It is 27 to nothing. The Hawks score early in the first quarter, 27 to nothing. They've got the lead over Central City, and they are just now entering quarter number two. Donovan out on top of St. Paul tonight, 14 to nothing. North Platte St. Pat's leading Kearney Catholic. It is 13 to 3 early in the second quarter. Minden with a couple of touchdown lead over Wood River. They're in the middle of the second quarter. Minden 28 and Wood River 14. Third down, 10 yards to go. Hastings up to the line of scrimmage here. And now we've got a whistle, and we have got a delay of game called against the Tigers. So that's going to be penalty number two against Hastings High here in the first half. Delay of game, that's not what they need at this point in the ball game. With 31 seconds to play in the second quarter, that's going to back him up five more yards. That's going to bring up third down and 15 yards to go. Tomorrow, Hastings College football here on this field. The 16th-ranked Broncos will take on the 5th-ranked Morningside Mustangs. On the air tomorrow afternoon, 12:15, the pregame show with head coach Paul Merkowitz. Our kickoff at 1 should be a dandy tomorrow afternoon. The Mustangs and the Broncos right here on 12:30 KHIS. They're down 15 yards to go. Reeves just hands the ball away to Andy Butler right in the center of the field as Andy squirts up here to about the 25-yard line, a pickup of 2 yards in the play. And now Adams Central going to burn a timeout here. They want the football back. The Patriots will call the timeout to force the Tigers to punt the football away. They will do it here on fourth down and 13. And we got Nate Arnold back there as your return man. He's already brought back two for touchdowns this year. Why not try it? So we got a timeout here. We'll take a quick break. 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Adams Central 20, Hastings High 7.
At Adams County Bank, we know it takes time to grow old, time busy people don't have. With two full-service branches at 109 North Smith in Kennesaw and just off 12th Street in Junietta, we're proud to provide our stellar service to customers and communities in and around Adams County. Making Adams County Bank your bank is easier than you think, and it makes good sense. We're large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know your name. Adams County Bank, banking for your generation and the next. An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Hastings High is going to punt here. Fourth down and 12 yards to go. We got Nate Arlt and Ryan Beamer back here at the 35-yard line for EC.
Along with Bill Carlin. I've never seen him that far away from his team. He's all the way back down here as if he wants to get in there and return the ball.
We got Tanner Jones into the ball game. He will punt for Hastings High. He'll stand at his own 13-yard line. Well, the sun is down now, and things definitely cooling down here tonight. In Hastings, a low snap. Jones will scoop that baby up. It's going to be fielded here by Beamer at the 40-yard line. Beamer looking for blockers. He's at the 45 to the 50, inside Tiger territory, 45-40, 35-30, 25, and he is trapped up at the 24-yard line. Ryan Beamer brings it back, and now with 11.4 seconds to play, Adams Central maybe with a shot at the end zone here as Beamer brings the ball back 33 yards after a 36-yard kick by Tanner Jones.
Well, if you look at all the Adams Central scoring plays, it's all been big plays or set up by a big play, and that there is going to be the situation here, at least with 11 seconds. It's going to give Adams Central a pretty good shot at the end zone here, but a nice return by Ryan Beamer of 33 yards going to give Matt Overmiller a couple shots here at the end zone.
At least one. With 11.4 seconds to play, wide receivers will go left and right. Matt's going to be in the shotgun formation. Waiting for the snap. He's got it. They fake the ball to Beamer. Throws a quick out here right to the fingertips of Hunt out of bounds. Back in coverage for Hastings High defensively was Butler. Just a quick out here by Hunt. Maybe trying to pick up enough yardage to try a field goal from Nate Arles. But that was right through the fingertips of Hunt out of bounds. And now that used up about 4 seconds. And they're looking at second down and 10 yards to go. Still got time to maybe try that again.
Yeah, exactly. That's Overmiller's first incomplete pass tonight. He is now 4-5. For 145 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
So they go with the same formation here. Two wide receivers to the right. That is Hunt and Nate Arnold. Wide receiver is Heinrichs to the left side of the formation. Here's over Miller, wants to throw across the middle of the field. It's caught by Nate Arnold at the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. Nate Arnold scores on the touchdown pass thrown by Matt Overmiller. That one covers 27 yards, and it comes with 1.3 seconds remaining.
And that was just a simple crossing route down in the middle of that Tiger defense, and Overmiller threads the needle and hits Arnold in stride, and he gets down able to break a tackle at about the 5-yard line. And, boy, just when you think that the thing's going to go into the halftime at 21-7, Adam Central goes yet for some more points, and they strike. 1.3 seconds left to go here, and Adam Central puts more points on the board. They're going to line up in the Maryland eye here, as I said, with 1.3 seconds left to go, 4-2.
26-7 is the score. They hand the ball away to Beamer. He crashes around the right end. It's into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So Beamer sets up that last touchdown on a 33-yard punt return. Matt Overmiller throws a 27-yard touchdown pass to Nate Arnold. The two-point conversion by Beamer is good. And now with 1.3 seconds to play in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 28, Hastings High 7.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Get the same great price on each of these models. A 2008 Maroon Grand Caravan SXT, a 2008 Blue Uplander LT, and a 2007 Town & Country Touring with only 20,000-plus miles, each $15,988. A 2006 Grand Caravan with DVD has a cash price of $10,988. Many more to choose from at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Colorado and South Street, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home is overstocked and we're forced to move merchandise. Save up to 60% during our manufacturer's overstocked flooring sale. Carpet starting at just 99 cents a square foot. Hardwood from $2.99 and laminate from $1.99. Plus great pricing on vinyl and ceramic tile. Almost everything in our store is on sale. Buy now and get interest-free financing for 4 years. Shop Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. Downtown Hastings and downtown Kearney.
Financing for qualified buyers. Minimum purchase and down payment required. See store for details.
1230 KHAS.
Here's the kickoff by Hunt of Adams Central, fielded by Reimer. He's back to the 20-yard line, gets away from a man at the 25, comes near sideline 30. Reimer to the 35, and down he goes right in front of the Adams Central bench, and that's going to be the end of the first half. The Adams Central Patriots have got the lead at halftime here tonight in our high school football game of the week on 1230 KHAS. The score at halftime, Adams Central 28, Hastings High 7. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, build this business.
Save money, save energy, save the planet by upgrading to new Energy Star qualified Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Energy Star Whirlpool appliances and make no down payment. Pay no interest for 6 months and no monthly payments on a qualifying Energy Star Whirlpool purchase. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day, Thursday nights until 8, Sundays noon to 4.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of 4 select tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st, 2009. Ask CPI and Mr. Tire for details. And get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI and Mr. Tire.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, our high school football game of the week on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central all over the Hastings High Tigers here tonight, 28-7 at halftime is our score. Other ball game, we understand, is at halftime now up in Central City. The Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia leading the Central City Bison, the score 48-0 at halftime up there. Got some halftime numbers coming up for you in just a couple of minutes. Adams Central took the opening possession tonight. 5 plays, 65 yards. The gapper was a 53-yard touchdown pass from Matt Overmiller to Nate Arnold. The point after touchdown was good. Adams Central, the point after touchdown was no good. Adams Central jumped out to a 6-0 lead in the ball game. Then in the second possession for Adams Central, a 38-yard pass from Matt Overmiller to Bryce Hendricks took the ball down to the 1-yard line early in the second quarter. Ryan Bender took it in from 1 yard out. The two-point conversion was good. That capped off an 11-play, 76-yard drive. The Patriots jumped out to a quick 14-0 lead in the ball game. Adams Central then fumbled a football away, recovered by Hastings High. 8 plays, 46 yards. Brandon Reeves took it in from 5 yards out for the score. The point after was good, and with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play, the Tigers right back into the football game. It was 14-7, with the Patriots then scoring 2 more times. They come right back on the next possession. Matt Overmiller threw a touchdown pass, 44 yards to Zach Hunt. The point after touchdown was no good. That made the score 20-7 in favor of Adams Central with 2:02 to play. Hastings couldn't do anything with the ball. Forced a punt. Nice return by Ryan Beamer, 33 yards. Adams Central set up again in scoring position as Matt Overmiller throws a 27-yard touchdown pass to Nate Arnold. The two-point conversion was good. 1.3 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central led by the score of 28-7, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. The Patriots with a 3-touchdown lead, 28-7 after Hastings High. Boy, at the 3-minute mark, had to feel like they were back into the football game.
Well, exactly. I mean, a lot of momentum rolling on the side of Hastings High. They go in and score the touchdown, and then just simply some big plays, and that's what the game has been made up by, is big plays tonight for Adams Central that has either gotten them a score or got them in position to score. And this last one was a long punt return from Ryan Beamer that set them up in good position, and then another strike from Overmiller as he hits Arnold across the middle. And Nate Arnold having a huge game again here tonight, and we'll get to his numbers here momentarily. On the side of Hastings High so far in the ball game, 34 yards. The Tigers have rushed it 20 times for 39 yards, so 73 total yards of offense and 3 first downs for the Tigers. Individual leader so far in the Butler, 5 carries, 18 yards. Brandon Reeves, 8 carries and 50. And Andy Butler also has 1 reception of 3 yards. Taylor Bush, the nice catch setting up the Tiger touchdown, 1 reception and 28 yards. For Adams Central tonight, Matt Overmiller having an outstanding ball game. Fantasy numbers going crazy for that young man this evening. 5 of 6 passing, 172 yards, 3 touchdowns. Those come from 53, 44, and 27. Pretty impressive for a high school quarterback.
And I didn't start him tonight, huh?
I know.
On the fantasy team.
I know. Yeah, you had the wild card. You could have. Rushing the football tonight, Adams Central, 20 carries for 78 yards. So all the damage you're doing is through the air this evening. 250 yards of total offense and 6 first downs for the Patriots. Ryan Beamer on the evening, 12 carries, 62 yards. He's got a couple of two-point conversions that he's able to ramble across the goal line and get him in. And Nate Arnold, we talked about him, 2 receptions, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns, and also has a couple of carries. 3 carries and 8 yards is all that Arnold has been able to do, but he's got loose in the secondary at Hastings High, and that is one thing that Rick Rehbarger, talking to him a couple of weeks ago, knowing coming into this ball game, he said, Nate Arnold is a guy that we have to know where he's at on the field all the time, and they have not been able to hem him in. They have let him get behind the defense, and he has really made him pay for it on the one down on the north end from 53 yards when he got behind the defense, and then here late in the second half, or the second quarter, was able to get in through the Adams Central defense and go 27 yards for a touchdown.
The Tiger defense has found Nate Arnold, but has been in the end zone.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not where they wanted to see him, is turning around and being congratulated by his team. And the Tigers have done a pretty good job against his Adams Central rushing game. It's primarily been Beamer, who has really racked up a bunch of yards this year. But really, rush defense, they've played a pretty good game, but it's been the big pass plays. And not too many times do you see a quarterback with 172 yards in just a half a football. But Overmiller has been able to throw the ball perfectly. That big line has given him time to throw it, and he has made these Tiger defense pay tonight.
It is at halftime here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field will take a break and come back to score. It is Adams Central 28, Hastings High 7. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4650.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central leading the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. The score is 28-7 at the break. Got some scores to report for you. The Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, as expected, no problems tonight with Central City. They are at halftime. It is Hastings St. Cecilia leading Central City by the score of 48-0. The Hawks looking for their sixth win of the 2009 season. The Bison came in with a record of 1 win and 4 losses, and it's all Hastings St. Cecilia in the first half. The Bluehawks out on top of Central City, 48-0 at halftime. As we check some of the other scores on our halftime scoreboard here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Up north, it is West Point out on top of North Central at halftime. Actually, it's tied up now. West Point 14 and North Central 14. Donovan and St. Paul having a whale of a ball game tonight in Donovan. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals out on top of the St. Paul Wildcats. The score is 21-13. They are at halftime. North Platte St. Pat's with a lead over Kearney Catholic. They've got about a minute and 19 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's the Irish leading the Kearney Catholic Stars by the score of 20-3. North Platte has got the lead over Lincoln High. They are at halftime tonight, 14-7. And what else we got here? It is Minden out on top of Wood River. They are in the middle of the second quarter. It is now Minden 28 and Wood River 14. Out west, Hemingford is all over Potter Dix there in the first half. In fact, they're at halftime now. The score is 46-16. Hemingford leading Potter Dix tonight. Fremont Bergen has jumped out on top of Scribner-Snyder after one quarter. It's Fremont Bergen 19 and Scribner-Snyder nothing. After the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game. We'll have our extended coaches post-game show. We'll talk with both head coach Rick Rebarger for Hastings High and also Bill Carlin from Adams Central. And then we'll get you to the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. A lot of interesting games going on here throughout the state of Nebraska. We've got just, 3 weeks left in the regular season for 2009, and we'll be into the state high school football playoffs before we know it. So the teams start to jockey for positions. This is the starting of district play tonight for both Hastings High and Adams Central. So the games get bigger as the season moves on, and some interesting ball games going on throughout the state here tonight. We'll have all the scores after the ball game here on 1230 KHIS. Again, our score at halftime, Hastings High has got the lead over, actually, Adams Central Patriots have got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. The score at the break, it is Adams Central 28, Hastings High 7. We'll have more after this.
12 hours into a 15-hour day, and it feels like the first. All because of the new Command View 2-cab on the new John Deere 8R and 8RT series tractors. It's fully loaded with comfort and convenience. Choose from models with 225 to 345 engine horsepower. Oh yeah, these are the tractors of your dreams. So sit back, relax, and make yourself at home. For details, see your local John Deere dealer. Stop at Samuelson Equipment Company in Hastings and Red Cloud.
Your vehicle is a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore it. Tice Auto Care is your full-service Napa Auto Care Center. At Tice, their technicians are ASE certified, committed to auto care excellence, and can take care of your car repair needs, foreign or domestic. Have Tice Auto Care give your vehicle a checkover, from basic maintenance and air conditioning to computer and fuel system diagnosis. When your vehicle needs attention, give it the best. Tice Auto Care, with over 35 years in the business. Service you can trust at 3rd and Denver in Hastings.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Save money, save energy, save the planet by upgrading to new Energy Star qualified Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Energy Star Whirlpool appliances and make no down payment. Pay no interest for 6 months and no monthly payments on a qualifying Energy Star Whirlpool purchase. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day, Thursday nights until 8, Sundays noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central with a lead over the Hastings High Tigers, 28-7 is our score. A couple other games are now underway, and the games out west. Mitchell and Kimball playing tonight. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Mitchell leading Kimball by the score of 8-0. 9 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hayes Center with a lead over Paxton. The score is 7-0. At halftime, it is Syracuse out on top of Falls City. The score is 14-0. An update on the Fremont Bergen ball game. Bergen at halftime now over Scribner Snyder. The score is 31-0. Minden and Wood River have gone to halftime. It's Minden 28 and Wood River 21. Again, the scoring drives for Adams Central, a 53-yard touchdown pass, Matt Overmiller to Nate Arles. I guess things started in the first quarter. Ryan Bender took it in from 1 yard out for the second touchdown for AC. Hastings High then scored after Adams Central fumbled the football away out toward midfield. Brandon Rees got in from 5 yards out, made the score 14-7 with 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. But the Patriots weren't done. They scored two more touchdowns, and maybe the turning point of the first half. They scored two more touchdowns right there at the end of the second quarter. Matt Overmiller to Zach Hunt, 44-yard touchdown pass. And then after a nice punt return by Brian Beamer, they get into the end zone again on a 27-yard touchdown pass from Overmiller to Nate Arnold. 28-7 is the score here at halftime. Adams Central out on top. And Jimmy, we've talked about it throughout the season. We have covered the Tigers. Hastings High does not have that quick strike offense, and they've got a lot of wood to chop here in the second half.
Well, they do, and they need to bring a big saw to the fight because it's going to be a tough, tough second half against this Adams Central Patriot team. They know how to get on top of their opponents and how to hold a lead, and they are very, very tough in this situation. But as I said, when the Tigers went in for that touchdown and made it 14-7, a load of momentum was on that far sidelines, and they really had things going the way they wanted, looking like they were going to go into the halftime at 14-7. And boy, then just a couple of punches to the gut, and they trail now 28-7, making it a very tough situation. As you said, the Hastings High, not a quick strike offense, but they're really going to have to try to do some things very special here in this second half.
And the Patriots,
250 yards, 172 through the air, and 78 on the ground. I'm not going to get my my first play-by-play start tonight, am I? You going to be all right on me?
I'm on the injured reserve. I'm on the men.
I understand. Last week you had
issues. For you, my man.
Well, lots of flu going around, and my partner, he's kind of ailing tonight, so we'll see what happens.
Just what you need, huh?
Just what I need, but if we need whatever duty calls.
All right. We'll take another break here. We're inching closer to the second half kickoff. Adams Central, the lead over Hastings High. Patriots 28, the Tigers 7. We'll be back after this.
What is a good neighbor? It's someone nearby who helps make your life a little easier. It's someone like me, State Farm agent Zach Augustine. I'll take the time to understand your insurance and financial needs, so whether you're preparing for your child's college education or planning for retirement, get the kind of help you'd expect from a good neighbor. Visit my office today at 1017 West 2nd in the Clock Tower Plaza across from Allen's and Hastings, or give me a call at 463-9525.
Like a good neighbor,
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Get the same great price on each of these models. A 2008 Maroon Grand Caravan SXT, a 2008 Blue Uplander LT, and a 2007 Town & Country Touring with only 20,000 plus miles, each $15,988. A 2006 Grand Caravan with DVD has a cash price of $10,988. Many more to choose from at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Colorado and South Street, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. The scores pouring in from the western part of the state here tonight. Gehring with a lead over Alliance early in the first quarter, 7-0. Shadron is leading Gordon Rushville, 7-0. The score comes on a block punt out that way. Garden County with an advantage over Crawford, 14-0. Hayes Center leading Paxton, 14-0. They are in the first quarter. And Hemingford at the end of three, leading Potter Dix by the score of 58-6. Those Western scores are going to be important as we head down this stretch here. Oh. Adams Central most likely going to be stuck in the Western bracket of the Class B state playoffs again. So who knows? Could be making another trip out west. This is what we need.
With the way the weather's setting up, they're supposed to get some significant snowfall out west. So
we could have a light dusting by the time we come back here. Did you bring your winter jammies for an overnight trip here?
Yeah, overnight trip. I like this overnight trip. It's nice and toasty up here, rather cold down there. And speaking of cold, not too many times. We get a lot of visitors in our booth throughout the course of a season. Not too many times do we get our old buddy.
Yeah, Ernesto Lacayo has made his way up here and said hi in between quarters here. Here's the kickoff now by Hastings High. It's going to be returned by Bender across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Ernesto is a California native, and he's giving him a little guff. He is shivering like a rat already.
I turned around. He's got a stocking hat on and gloves. And looks like he acts like it's about zero outside. And I said, is this as cold as you've ever been? He just shook his head and said, yes, it is as cold as he's ever been, so we'll see how he performs tomorrow here on the field.
He's the kicker for the Broncos. He kicked off a grass for the first time last week when we were up at Sioux Center for Dort, performed it pretty well. Now he'll have to kick with maybe cold conditions, maybe some snow in the field tomorrow.
Might have to double up his socks.
Take his keys away. He might be heading back to California. So Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Beamer, looks inside, breaks it outside, 40. He's still on his feet to the 43, and he's chopped down over there by Butler. So Adams Central has the opening possession of this second half. They've already got a 28-7 lead over Hastings High, and the Patriots will move from our right to our left, south to north, here in this third quarter of play.
Well, it's a very, very big hill to climb for the Hastings High Tigers, but I think this is very, very important that they try to stop this Adams Central offense and not allow them to get any points at all on the board and get the football back. You can ill afford to give up a score on this opening drive of the second half.
And now we go back to the more traditional look for AC as they go with their double tight ends and the Maryland eye, but they'll throw out of it now as Overmiller has got the ball. He's caught Hunt wide open down the field, but he can't get the ball to him. 45, he's going to run it across the 50. Now he's forward into Hastings High territory, down to about the 48-yard line. So they had the double tight ends that time with the Maryland eye formation, all three backs stacked up behind the quarterback Overmiller. Matt wanted to throw the thing, and he had Hunt in the center of the field wide open.
He did. Hunt was lined up on the far side of the field and just simply run a pattern right down the middle of the Tiger defense and was wide open. You could see him blazing through the white shirts. And then as the pressure came up the middle, it came from Heath Sad. Number 64 was able to put pressure on Overmiller. And Matt doing a wise thing, not trying to throw it up in the air, just took it off the right side, picked up enough yardage, a gain of 7. Ball right out at the 50-yard line.
Now wide receivers left and right. This is Bender over here on the left side. That's Hunt to the right. Overmiller in the shotgun, hands the ball away. That's going to be Beamer trying to get outside. He does. 50, 45, puts his shoulder down and drives it out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. Over here defensively for Hastings High is going to be Brady Rutt, number 15, the free safety coming up to make the stop on Beamer. But Ryan's having another sensational ball game here tonight as he picks up about 6 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and four as they move the ball down to about the 44 of Hastings High. Just underway here in quarter number three. The Patriots with a lead, 28-7. Ball's on the near side hash as Adams Central breaks huddle. Double tight ends again. Barrel and eye formation. Over Miller looks over the defense. Turns, hands the ball away to Beamer. 45, Beamer at the 40. Beamer to the 35, spins. Takes it out of the 30-yard line where he's brought down right there. So there's a quick pickup of 15 yards right in the teeth of the buzzsaw of the Hastings High defense as Beamer takes the ball down to about the 30 of Hastings High. Tackle is made by James Struce defensively for Hastings High.
We're just figuring out Beamer's numbers. Now with that carry, we'll give him 14 yards. Another first down. That's first down number 9 on the evening for AC. Beamer now 16 carries, 87 yards.
Adams Central has got another ball game coming up next Friday night. They will play Grand Island Northwest. And then 2 weeks from tonight, they'll wrap up the regular season with a ball game against number 1 ranked Aurora. That will be at Aurora. Here's Matt Overmiller with the ball. Rolls his, to his right, unloads it, and it's going to be caught and dropped by Nate Arles. Nate had Taylor Bush right there in the area, but should have made the catch. Nate Arles drops that one at the 30-yard line. It would have been just a short gain anyway. And now it's second down and 10 yards to go. Throwing the football tonight, Matt Overmiller has thrown, what, 7 times now?
Yeah, 5 of 7 now. As we said, 172 yards there in the first half. Not very many times do you see Nate Arlt drop one. As you said, would have been just a short game. But Overmiller doesn't throw it a lot, but, boy, he's very efficient, very accurate out there.
Has thrown it more this year in the Adams Central offense than maybe the Patriots have in the past. Overmiller hands the ball away. Sweeping near his side is going to be Nate Arlt with the ball down the sidelines, and he's knocked out of bounds here inside the 25-yard line. They like to use that little reverse play. Nate lined up as the wingman or the slot back receiver off to the right side of the formation. He comes back and hits the handoff from Matt Overmiller that's trying to use his speed to get down the sideline. That time he was knocked out of bounds. They're going to spot the football at the 23, a pickup of about, 9 yards in the play for Nate Arles. We'll call it third down and a yard.
17 yards now on 4 carries for Art. We talked about the catches he's had. 2 touchdowns tonight on 2 catches. 53 yards and 27 yards for Arlt this evening.
Third down and a yard from the 23. Here's Bender. He's got the first down and more across the 20. He's at the 15-yard line. He's at the 10. The ball comes loose. A big stack up down there at the 10-yard line. Hastings High says they're on top of the football. They are. Second fumble of the ball game. This time Bender coughs up the pig. And that's Taylor Bush at the bottom of the stack for Hastings High. So the Tigers thwart that drive as Adams Central turns the ball over inside the Hastings 20-yard line.
Well, and that's what's happened when you try to fight for second and third effort. When you're into a mass of defenders, they're going to be clawing and scratches and trying to get the football out. And Bender had a huge hole off the right side, was able to get down deep into Tiger territory. But the Tigers kept fighting and pulling and clawing, and they get the ball loose. And they stop the Adams Central drive, and they'll take over at the 7-yard line.
All right, Rudd comes back, brings out the offensive charges. He just goes straight ahead here to Rees, and he takes it up to about the 10. So a straightforward dive play to Brandon Rees, the fullback. Tackle is made in there by Beamer of Adams Central. So the Patriots looked as if they were going to take another one into the end zone there. Bender fumbles the football inside the 10-yard line for the Patriots, recovered there by Hastings High. Now the Tigers are going to try to put something together here. Just underway in the third quarter, 9:50 to play. In the third, it's 28-7. Adams Central has got the lead. Adams Central now in defense. Hastings High lines up. Second down and about 7 yards to go. The football is at the 10-yard line. Rutt wants to run the option play. He fumbles the football, picked up by Bender, takes it into the end zone for the score. Brady Rutt fumbles the football inside the 5-yard line. They wanted to run the option play. That one just bounces up right into the hands of Bender. So he gets sweet revenge there. He takes it into the end zone for the score, a 5-yard fumble return.
That couldn't have bounced any better for Ryan Bender. I didn't catch a number defensively, but Adams Central had enough pressure in there. Brady Rutt wanted to run the option to the left side, and he was wrapped up after he pulls away from center and just fighting to try to break loose, drops the ball on the turf, and it bounces right up in the hands of Ryan Bender, and he's able to take that in for an easy touchdown, and now we'll see Zach Hunt in to try and see what he can do here with an extra point.
We'll give him 5 yards on the fumble return. Here comes the extra point. Ball is down, and Hunt, he misses that one. Brandon Reeves, I think, got his hands on it there for Hastings High. So another PAT is missed. 9:31 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 34, Hastings High 7.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
At Adams County Bank, we know it takes time to grow old, time busy people don't have. With two full-service branches at 109 North Smith in Kennesaw and just off 12th Street in Junietta, we're proud to provide our stellar service to customers and communities in and around Adams County. Making Adams County Bank your bank is easier than you think, and it makes good sense. We're large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know your name. Adams County Bank, banking for your generation and the next. An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Zach Hunt kicks off, returned here by Reimer of Hastings High. Reimer's at the 20-yard line, 25, still on his feet to the 30, to the 32, and that's where the Tigers will start. So in the opening possession of the second half for Hastings High, they fumble the football away. The quarterback, Brady Rutt, fumbles it away, and like Jimmy mentioned, it hops right into Bender's hands, and he just takes about three steps. He's into the end zone. The arms go up on the guys with the black and white suits, and it's 34-7.
Yeah, they couldn't have bounced any better. It didn't even have to break stride as he was coming in from that outside linebacker position, was able to scoop that up. So we'll see what Brady Rutt and his troops as they come up to the line of scrimmage.
33-yard line. The Tigers will start this drive. He's going to hand the ball away. He doesn't want anything of this Adams Central defense here tonight. And Butler is going to be swarmed under. Andy Butler doesn't find anything right there as he tries to work against this Adams Central defense. Jake Meyer is in on the stop there for Adams Central defensively. The Patriots defensively this year have given up only 62 yards per ball game rushing, 94 yards passing, 157 total yards per ball game.
Well, they have been outstanding, and there's been only one game this year they've allowed their opponent to get into double digits, and that was a game we did in Crete, as Crete scored 15 points against the Patriot defense.
Second down and 13 yards to go. Rutt wants to throw the ball, does so. It's going to be caught here by Reimer. He holds onto it at the 39-yard line. Nice reception made there. Big stick by the Adams Central defense. That was Beamer back here. Reimer holds onto the football for Hastings High. Up at the 39. The Tigers still looking at a third down situation, though. Third down and about 4 yards to go. 8.5 to play here in the third quarter. It's 34-7. The Patriots have the lead over the Tigers.
Well, and a nice gain and a good job by Reimer. Good concentration. He had a couple of Patriots draped all over top of him. He was able to pick up 9 yards on that gain. So third down and about 3 yards to go.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side for Hastings High. That's going to be some new guys into the ball game now. James Hammack is into the contest. They fake the ball to him, and now a Rutt is going to be hit. Down he goes. He's sacked. That is Jake Meyer again for the Adams Central Patriots on top of Rutt. Meyer gets the sack there for the Patriots. That's his second sack of the season. And now slow in getting up for Hastings High. Looks like we got another one of those. That's going to be Rutt.
Brady Rutt.
Yeah, Brady Rutt is slow in getting up here after the sack by Jake Meyer of Adams Central. So a loss back here at the 33-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and the Tigers will have to punt the football away.
Well, and just all kinds of pressure. Jake Meyer lined up at that left end. Nobody picked him up for the Tigers, and he had a free run at Brady Rutt, caught him from the blind side, and then just bulldogged him down to the ground. A loss of nearly 7 yards. So going to bring up fourth down, and we'll see Tanner Jones in again for the Tigers.
Nate Arlt drops back deep for Adams Central. Ryan Beamer will join him. They will stand at about the 28-yard line. Tanner Jones will kick. Jones so far this year for Hastings High, 37.8 yards per kick. His longest has been 65. High snap. Jones will get it away. It's going to flutter to the near side. Terrible kick. It goes out of bounds. Goes out of bounds. It's not going to even hit the 50-yard mark. The line of scrimmage was the 34-yard line. And they're going to put her down at the 47, so a 13-yard kick for Tanner Jones, and now the wheels are starting to... How do they get off the cart?
They fall off, or the ball of yarn when it comes unwrapped.
Yeah.
And the ball of yarn is coming unraveled here for the Hastings High Tigers. When it rains, it pours. And the snap was good. Tanner Jones normally gets off some pretty good ones. That one there was not very well at all. And the Patriots are going to start out in Tiger territory with 7:32 left to go here in the third.
34-7. Adams Central has got the lead. At last check, Hastings St. Cecilia was leading Central City tonight by the score of 48-0. So Adams Central starts this drive in Tiger territory. Bender has got the ball across the 45. Bender takes it down to about the 43. So Ryan Bender carrying the ball there for the Adams Central Patriots. He had only 38 yards for the season coming in here, but Bender has made his presence known here in this inner-city rivalry between Adams Central and Hastings High tonight. Picks up about 6 yards on that play, maybe 5 yards. We'll call it second down and 5 yards to go.
Tell you what, Bender and Beamer are so important to this football team, but they don't get their yardage unless you've got a good offensive line up front, and they have done a tremendous job tonight. First downs have been 5-6 yards every time a running back has touched the ball. They've done a great job up there up front.
Over Miller from the shotgun. He's going to throw the football. Does so to the far side. It's going to be caught again by Zach Hunt to the 36-yard line. Tackle is made by Butler of Hastings High defensively. Also over there for the Tigers was number 50 for Hastings. That's Blaine Gatz who's into the ball game now. Gatz is 6'1", 195-pound junior. But that's another first down as the Patriots will move the sticks one more time. 6:43 to play in the third quarter, 34-7. The Patriots out on top.
First down number 10 for AC this evening. Over Miller adding to his passing numbers now with 180 yards of passing here this evening.
Adams Central working from our right to our left. That's south to north here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Over Miller hands the ball away to Beamer. Beamer's at the 35-yard line. He's at the 30, spins, goes down to about the 25 and falls forward to the 24. Ryan Beamer carrying the ball there for Hastings High. Tackle is made, or actually for Adams Central. Tackle is made by Patrick Opperman, who's into the ball game now in the defensive secondary for the Tigers. Ryan Beamer again, another carry and another first down. Just hard to keep him anything less than 6.6 yards.
Well, it is, and again, just great blocking. Had the right guard out in front of him, blocking downfield, and picks up a quick 12 yards, adding to his numbers tonight. He's starting to wake up a little bit here. 17 carries, 99 yards now for Beamer.
First down and 10. Adams Central with the ball now at the Hastings High 24-yard line. Over Miller brings the ball back to a Beamer again. Slips one tackler. Brings it to the near sideline now. He's on his race to the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the corner of the end zone. He is in there. Touchdown. Beamer breaks two tacklers. And then he brings it to the nearest side, and he gets in there from 25 yards out. Just outraces the Tiger defense. The Patriots had 6 bonus, now 40-7. Adams Central with the lead.
Well, and that play designed to go off the right side, and Beamer's seen an opening towards the left side of the field, and that's the way he cut it. But just so strong, and then once he gets out an open field, he shows that he's got some good speed, was able to outrun the Tiger secondary to get into the end zone. But just a tough, tough runner, breaking tackles. And that's what he did there. At least 2 to 3 Tigers had him wrapped up, and he just broke free out of there. Now Beamer with 18 carries, 123 yards on the evening.
And the way the PATs have gone tonight, Bill Carlin will go for a 2-point conversion here as they just give the ball away to Beamer again. He sheds one tackler, and he takes it into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. So a 2-point conversion is good. 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Adams Central 42, Hastings High 7.
It's late in the game. It's 4th and inches. You need a timeout. And suddenly the team cries out,
"What's for dinner?"
Next time you're faced with a tough sideline call, call Custom Pack in Hastings. Whether it's hot dogs or brats or burgers, meaty chili, cold meats or cheese, Custom Pack is your tailgate and football party headquarters. From the appetizers to the dessert, your playbook is complete at Custom Pack. So this season, if you want to put one in the win column for your guests, it's Custom Pack for all pregame and halftime fare.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. 5:55 to play in the third quarter. Adams Central 42, Hastings High 7.
Offensively this evening, Adams Central 343 yards, Hastings High 72.
And here's the run back of the kick now. This is going to be Butler with the ball, and Butler brings it to the 28. So Hastings High will start first down for their own 28-yard line. Big, big numbers again for the Patriots, and we've still got another quarter and a quarter to go.
I don't know what their team average was offensively coming in, but racking up on their way to another 400-plus yard night again this evening.
333.2, they're going to be over that.
They're over. They're at 343 right now.
So Hastings High will try to get something going, as this has been all Adams Central. They've scored a couple of touchdowns here in the third quarter now. 42-7 is the lead. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading after three quarters now. The Blue Hawks 57 and Central City nothing. There's a running play off of the right side, and that's going to go nowhere. Brady Rutt still into the ball game for Hastings High. No gain in the play. It's going to bring up a second down. The Tigers next week will get the number one ranked team in Class B, the Aurora Huskies. And then the following week, Adams Central will play the Huskies. The Hastings High game will be right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. The Adams Central Aurora game will be on the road at Aurora. Second down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball in their own territory at their own 29-yard line. Rutt hands the ball away. This is Butler. He crashes across the 30 and brings it to the 33-yard line. A pickup of about 3 yards in the play. That is Hageman again, and on the stop for Adams Central. We've called his name a couple of times defensively tonight. The 200-pound junior recorded a sack earlier in this ballgame. Could be one of our candidates for our player of the game. Third down now and about 6 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 34-yard line, moving left to right here in quarter number three. And all Adams Central here tonight. The Patriots led at halftime by a score of 28-7. Brady Rutt up under center. A wing set up off of the right side of the offensive set. Rutt wants to throw. Does so near side. It's intercepted. Goodbye, Nate Arlt down the sideline. 25-20, 15-10, 5, and he has run out of bounds at the 3 by Rutt. Nate Arlt gets the interception for Adams Central. Nate takes it down the near sideline, and he has finally run out of bounds. Down around the 3-yard line, about a 39-yard return by Nate Arnold, and the Patriots are knocking on touchdown door again with 3:33 to play here in quarter number three.
Rutt looking downfield for Jack Andreessen, number 18, simply just threw the ball too high in the air and allowed Arnold to make the adjustment and just hop right in front of Andreessen, and then it was just simply a foot race down the sidelines, and the Patriots will now have it first and goal at the Hastings High 8-yard line.
They will go the double tight ends with a Maryland I formation. Beamer gets the call. Beamer at the 5-yard line. Head down, crashes his way to the goal line. Did he get in? He did not. Beamer takes it right to the 1-yard line. So Adams Central will have to try it one more time. It's already 42-7. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings High tonight. We'll have our players of the game coming up, our coaches' post-game show, and then we'll have our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show all the scores from across the state of Nebraska tonight. One thing about it, we're going to be in the running clock situation here. Now with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, as Adams Central is knocking on touchdown door again. Second down and goal from the 1-yard line as the quarterback over Miller just drives it into the end zone for the score. So Adams Central has scored 3 times here in the third quarter. Now with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play, in quarter number three, the Patriots lead by the score of 48-7.
Well, we've talked about it all night, the big plays that have either set them up or scored the touchdowns, and there the interception of Brady Rutt. Nate Earl jumps in front of Jack Andreessen, takes it down the sideline, sets him up first and goal at the 8-yard line, and the way that offensive line, you can run behind the AC offensive line. They have done a tremendous job opening up holes for Beamer and Bender this evening.
I could run behind that line and probably have a sandwich and a bowl of soup. Here's the extra point by Hunt. That one is up there, and it's going to be good. The PAT, they finally convert one. The PAT is good by Zach Hunt. 2:48 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 49, Hastings High 7.
It's the Get Ready for Some Football sale going on now at Video Kingdom in Hastings. Lowest prices of the year. No money down, no interest until 2011 on all Mitsubishi products. express delivery, professional hookup and operational instruction, and we'll dispose of your old TV. Check out the fantastic selection of TVs at the lowest price of the year at Video Kingdom, located in the Cimarron Plaza in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The Patriots have scored three touchdowns here in the third quarter. 5-yard fumble return for a touchdown by Ryan Bender. A 24-yard run by Ryan Beamer. And a 1-yard touchdown run from Matt Overmiller. And the Patriots are now out on top of Hastings High by a score of 49-7. The Tigers struggling offensively here in this football game here tonight as Hunt will kick off. It angles off to the far sideline. It's going to be picked up down there by Hammock as he returns the ball back for Hastings High across the 20. And he's going to be run out of bounds before he gets to the 25-yard line. So that's where the Hastings High Tigers will start. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Hastings High trailing in the ball game on a score of 49-7. Jammies are packed in our overnight bag. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Hastings College and Morningside, good matchup tomorrow. The 16th-rated Broncos and the 5th-ranked Morningside Mustangs on the air with a pregame show at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully we don't have to scoop the snow out of the stands. 1 o'clock for the kickoff tomorrow between the Broncos and Morningside. Here's Rutt with the ball, quarterback keeper. He just runs it in the center of the field across the 25 out to about the 28-yard line. So pick up there for Brady Rutt. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central defensively. Now we're seeing some new guys into the ball game. Ty Anderson is into the ball game now, a defensive end for the Patriots. 6'1". Check that. It's going to be number 86, Micah Lindblad. Lindblad, 170, and a junior. So a pickup on the last play of about 6 yards in the play by Rutt. Second down and 4. The ball is pushed out here at the 28-yard line. And again, I think they fumble the snap. Rutt falls back on top of it. But again, nearly a big disaster play there for the Tigers. Rutt falls on top of it. A loss of a yard in the play. Now it's third down. Minute and 13 seconds to play here in the third. We've got a running clock now. 49-7. The Patriots out on top.
You mentioned the Bronco game tomorrow. I know you said Coach Merch said he hadn't slept much this week. He was just to our right for the first half. Evidently went home to get him a little shut-eye.
Yeah, he said Morningside had a lot of weapons that he's concerned about.
They do. They're not rated, number 5 for no reason.
Third down and 5 yards to go. Rutt has got the ball down the line of scrimmage. He pitches the ball back to Butler, a late pitch, and down he goes. Trying to get it outside, and the Patriots are waiting for him out there. That's Hunt. And on the stop, also Rosenquist out there making the stop on Butler. So it's three plays and out, and the Tigers are forced to put the football away again. Hastings has not yet reached 100 yards, have they?
No, they were at 78 total yards right now.
78 total yards for Hastings High against this Adams Central defense.
It has been very tough going tonight. They have not had any time to throw the football and trying to rush the ball. This Adams Central defense, the front front four for Adams Central has been outstanding.
And now they're going to let the clock expire, and we're going to switch ends, and we'll head to the fourth and final quarter. Three quarters in the books tonight, high school football and 1230 KHAS. The score, Adams Central 49, Hastings High 7.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home is overstocked and we're forced to move merchandise. Save up to 60% during our manufacturer's overstocked flooring sale. Carpet starting at just 99 cents a square foot. Hardwood from $2.99 and a laminate from $1.99. Plus great pricing on vinyl and ceramic tile. Almost everything in our store is on sale. Buy now and get interest-free financing for 4 years. Shop Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. Downtown Hastings and downtown Kearney.
Financing for qualified buyers. Minimum purchase and down payment required. See store for details.
Woodward's Disposal Service has been in business in the Hastings area since 1933 and is a fourth-generation family-owned business. Woodward's is full circle, which means they provide commercial, industrial, and residential disposal, along with recycling and 100% organic compost for all your gardening and landscaping needs. Woodward's is competitive with their service, providing residential customers with one free 96-gallon toter cart for just $15 a month. Woodward's, the leader in disposal services, 1039 South Burlington and their recycling center at 1400 South Baltimore.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High will have to punt the football again to start the fourth quarter. It's 49-7. Adams Central has got the lead. Tanner Jones waits for the snap at the 15-yard line. He gets it. Gets it away. Here comes the kick. Nate Arnold will settle under it at the 33-yard line. He's back to the 35, to the 40. Jukes the man at the 45-yard line, down his sideline to the 50. Nate's still on his feet. He's at the 45 and takes it to the 43. You just got to hold your breath. Nate Arnold brought down on the play. John Langton on special teams for Hastings High. 43-yard kick and about a 21-yard return by Nate Arnold. So Adams Central will start this drive, their first drive of the fourth quarter in Hastings High territory at the Tiger 43.
Third quarter numbers, A.C. Overmiller, one of two passing for only 8 yards. Adams Central with 93 yards on the ground, so adding to their total 101 in the third quarter. Hastings High, 9 yards through the air, 4 yards on the ground, just 13, 86 total yards for the Tigers here in the ballgame.
Double tight ends again for Adams Central. Clock is running. It's 49-7. Patriots have the lead. Here's Beamer again. 40, 35 down to the 31-yard line. So just like that, another pickup of 12 yards for Beamer. He's going to be across the 100-yard mark again here in this football game. Had 193 a week ago in a contest that you missed up at Columbus Lakeview.
Well, we was tracking his numbers this evening.
He had 813 coming in to the football game tonight.
Needed 187. He is at 145 right now in the ball game on 21 carries.
Adams Central with the ball, first down and 10 on the Hastings High 32-yard line. And they're going to hand the ball away to him again. Breaks outside 30. And that's a new man into the ball game now, down to the 25-yard line. That's Rosenquist. So now we're going to see the shuffle on, I'm sure, from head coach Bill Carlin as Ben Rosenquist is into the ball game now for Adams Central at the tailback position. That's the 13th carry of the season for Ben Rosenquist as he takes the ball down to about the 26-yard line. 10 minutes to play now here in the contest, 49-7. Nate Arnold still into the ball game. He's your wide receiver to the left. We're going to have Bender in the backfield with Ben Rosenquist. Wide receiver to the right side is going to be Zach Hunt. Second down and 4 yards to go. Here's Rosenquist again, trying to use his speed to get outside. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. Ben Rosenquist will take it in from 26 yards out. And the Patriots are across the half a century mark here as they score on a 26-yard touchdown run from Ben Rosenquist.
Just a toss sweep left and had plenty of blockers out there, but Rosenquist showing his speed as he was able to get around the corner and then take it down the far sidelines, untouched from any Tiger defenders, to tack on six more. And now we'll see Adams Central line up for... I thought maybe they were going to go for two again, but Zach Hunt putting the block down here, and he'll try the point after.
It's now 55-7. The Patriots have the lead. As Hunt will try to tack on one more. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good, so they've converted on back-to-back PATs now. 9:37 to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 56, Hastings High 7.
If you've got a car, truck, or van that won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair at 463-6731. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repair, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, brakes and exhaust work, and has full or self-serve gas pumps. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 4 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm, Hastings. A proud supporter of local and area athletics.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
9:37 to play in the football game, 56-7. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's the kickoff return by Reimer, and Reimer is nailed at the 25-yard line. Reimer hit hard there by the Adams Central special teams. That is a Jordan Jansen down there, a senior for the Patriots, down on special teams to knock down Ben Reimer. Now, look at all the little Patriots shedding their coats over here on the near side. They're going to most of them are going to get into the football game here tonight.
Well, I looked at Bill Carlin on the sidelines. He signaled to his coaches to get all your get all the little guys ready to go. They're shedding coats, and we're going to see a host of new players into the ball game now.
We got a running clock, obviously, with under 9 minutes to go now, 56-7. We got some new people in there for Hastings High as well. This is Opperman, the quarterback, as he pitches the ball back, and that's going to be thrown for a loss. Tanner Jones, the ball carrier. And Hageman was over here again for Adams Central defensively. He's had a nice football game here tonight for the coach. 8.5 to go. 56-7. That was a loss of about 3 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and 13 yards to go. I'll tell
looks
you
like
what.
Looks like they're herding cattle down there in front
yeah,
of us.
All the guys that have not seen playing time for Adams Central in a ball game, just kind of following the coaching staff down the sidelines here, trying to get into the football game. Second down and 13, the line of scrimmage, the 24-yard line. As Opperman hands the ball away again, that's going to be Jones, as Jones fights for some running room across the 25, out to the 26, maybe to the 27. So the Hastings High Tigers are going to take a thumping here tonight after beating York for their first win of the season last week. And the Tigers do not have an easy road to hoe here to finish out the season with Aurora coming up next week, and then we've got to Grand Island Northwest 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, and I believe those two teams are playing this evening. We haven't seen a score as of yet from Aurora and Northwest, but yeah, both teams will face Aurora. Boy, they've got the Rodriguez kid at the tackle position. He's already committed to the Huskers, so they've got the several weapons there in Aurora again this year.
Third down and 8 yards to go. Quick pitch play to Jones trying to get outside. Jones to the 30, to the 33-yard line. He's going to be stopped short of a first down by about 3 yards. 7:15 to play, and now the Patriots will get the football back here. The last check, Hastings St. Cecilia had a huge lead. Have not seen a final score yet come in on that one, but St. Cecilia had a huge lead over Central City tonight. 57-0 after three quarters. 57-0, St. Cecilia was leading Central City after three quarters. We'll have all those scores coming up on our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. North Platte St. Pat's with a lead over Kearney Catholic after three. A surprise here, the Irish over Kearney Catholic, 39-3. Wood River and Minden having a good ball game tonight. They're tied 28-28 early in the fourth quarter. Jones will punt, and it's going to angle to the far side. It bounces at the 38-yard line. It goes out of bounds, and now the second and third teamer is going to mop up here for Adams Central offensively, as they will come out on the football field with 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play. We'll name our players of the game tonight right after the ball game. We'll have our coaches' post-game show. Hopefully we'll get both Bill Carlin and Rick Rebarger up here for a couple of words, and then we'll move on. Tyson Obronik and Brad Beam going to be around for the scoreboard show tonight. Blaine Bulis is marrying his son off this weekend, so he's got the weekend off. But we'll get you all the scores coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Halftime, Scotts Bluff leading Sydney 14-0. It is Hayes Center out on top of Paxton, 9:20 to go in the first half. It's 35-0. Hayes Center is leading there. North Platte is out on top of Lincoln High, 21-7 during the fourth quarter. Adams Central has got the ball, first down and 10 on their own 36-yard line. Goldenstein is now your quarterback for Adams Central, as there's a man hurtling his way. That's Rosenquist across the 40 out to about the 42-yard line. So now we see Kyle Goldenstein, a 165-pound sophomore. He's in the ball game for the Patriots. So Adams Central is going to go to 7-0 after this one tonight. They will get ready for Grand Island Northwest next Friday night. It is second down and 7 yards to go. Patriots have the ball on their own 43-yard line. Moving left to right. Here's a handoff. Running with the football now is going to be, that's going to be Brady Barrett, I believe, into the ball game. He was not even listed on our roster. Brady Barrett into the ball game now for Adams Central as he sweeps it to the right side and brings the ball to the 43-yard line. So Brady Barrett carrying the ball now for EC. The Patriot coaches, it's nights out in their place.
Yeah.
They shut the lights off. They're going downstairs. 4:40 to play here in the contest. Third down now for Adams Central. They've got the ball on their own 43-yard line. Here's a handoff. It's straight ahead across the 45, out to the 46 to the 47. Running the football there for Adams Central was Kyle Cutterford. Cutterford is another sophomore, 185. Another first down for the Patriots. First down at the 46-yard line. Going to be a long week for the Hastings High Tigers after getting mauled in this one, 56-7 to the Adams Central Patriots. Here's a wide receiver split out to the right side now for AC. Wideout goes to the left side as well. The back's in the I formation. Here's a handoff straight up the pipe across the 40. That's Cutterford again across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. A pickup of another 9 yards in the play. Now look at the people being shuttled in right and left. Here he comes.
Oh, Pumpkin.
Oh, Pumpkin is into the ball game now. Zachary Van Meter is our wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's your little family relation out there.
Yeah, your nephew in the ball game. Well, I'll kind of key on him.
He's got some wheels out there. You check him out.
He'll be spread far side of the field. We'll see what he can do.
Throwing the ball. First down and 10 from the 43-yard line. Here's a handoff. It's going to angle off to the right side across the 40-yard line. Carrying the ball there again is Kyle Cutterford as he takes it down to about the 39. Pick up a couple of yards in the play. That's the Lammers in on the stop.
Barrett again carrying number 30.
All right, Barrett still in the ball game. They've got about four or five substitutes on just about every dead ball. It's going to be 56-7 unless something breaks here. Adams Central up to the line of scrimmage now and second down and about 5 yards to go. Maryland I formation. They hand the ball away. That's a straight ahead. That's going to be a Cutterford into the ball game as he brings it across the 35 and falls forward down to about the 32-yard line. Another first down. So the Patriots will go to 7-0 after this one. Hastings High will drop to one win and six losses.
Well, and I tell you what, you look ahead for as far as Adams Central, unless disaster happens against Grand Island Northwest, that will probably be the featured game in the state of Nebraska because with the ranking where Adams Central sits right now in Aurora, you would think they would still be at their number one position. That will be a dandy in a couple weeks.
That'll be played up at Aurora. Be a full house, I'll guarantee you.
Oh, boy.
Here's another handoff straight up the pipe. That's going to be Ashton Dirks carrying the ball there. The former St. Cecilia Bluehawk, as Ashton Dirks takes the ball down to about the 26-yard line. So the stable of running backs looks pretty good for Bill Carlin in the years ahead. No need to retire yet, Coach.
I wouldn't think so. You did a lot of research on this game, knowing the kids that have transferred and moved around. A lot of prep work.
Adams Central with the ball. A minute and 30 seconds to play. Patriots have it at the Hastings High 28. Maryland I formation as they hand the ball away again. That's going to be Ashton Dirks. Angles off to the left side across the 25 down to the 24. So a couple of yards on the game there. Now we're going to approach the one-minute mark. So Adams Central going to win it here tonight. They got out to a commanding lead. By halftime, it was 28-7. The Patriots put the ball game away by scoring three times in the third quarter. They've scored once so far here in the fourth quarter in the 26-yard run by Ben Rosenquist. And this one has not been in doubt since about the end of the second quarter when Adams Central scored two touchdowns in the final 2 minutes of the second period to grab that 28-7 lead at halftime. 40 seconds to play. Adams Central on a third down situation as the quarterback just goes straight ahead here as he goes down to about the 20-yard line. That's Goldenstein. And we're going to be at 25 seconds as they unstack him. They pick up another first down. All for the stats here. First down and 10 at the Hastings High 20. And we'll see if the Patriots will run one more play here on this one.
That is first down number 15 for Adams Central on the evening. And they're going to have to hurry to get a play off here as we're inside 10 seconds.
8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Patriots now break huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. It is over. Hastings High is going to drop this one here tonight. Adams Central victorious in our inner city showdown here tonight that really never materialized here in this one. The final score, Adams Central 56, Hastings High 7. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. This one in the books tonight. High school football, the Adams Central Patriots knock off the Hastings High Tigers. The final score of 56-7 here in the football game. We'll come back and get some final numbers on the contest here this evening. We got the coaches' post-game show, the players of the game, and so much more coming up, so stay with us. Run down the scoring for you. Adams Central scored in their first possession tonight, a 53-yard touchdown pass. Matt Overmiller to Nate Arnold. The PAT was no good. The opening series, five plays, 65 yards. Adams Central led by a score of 6-0. Adams Central in his second possession got a big play, a 38-yard pass from Overmiller to Bryce Hendricks that took the ball down to the one-yard line. A play later, Ryan Bender took it in from 1 yard out. The two-point conversion was good. That was an 11-play, 76-yard drive. 11 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first half. Adams Central led by a score of 14-0. Tigers then came back after recovering an Adams Central fumble out toward midfield. The Tigers put together an 8-play, 46-yard drive. A 5-yard touchdown run from Brandon Reeves was the capper. The point after was good. And with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the second quarter, the Tigers were within 7 points again at 14-7. But then Adams Central scores 2 more touchdowns at the end of the second quarter. Matt Overmiller to Zach Hunt, a 44-yard touchdown pass to PAT, no good. Made the score 20-7. Tigers couldn't do anything with the ball, had to punt. Adams Central gets a nice return from Ryan Beamer of 33 yards. A couple of plays later, a 27-yard touchdown pass from Overmiller to Nate Arnold. The two-point conversion was good. The score 28-7 in favor of the Patriots at halftime. Adams Central then getting a touchdown in the third quarter, a 5-yard fumble return from Ryan Bender. He just walks into the end zone for the score. Ryan Beamer then scores in a 24-yard touchdown to make it 42-7. Matt Overmiller scores on a 1-yard quarterback sneak to make it 49-7. And then the final score of the ball game came in the fourth quarter, a 26-yard touchdown run from Ben Rosenquist, the PAT good. Final score 56-7. The Patriots win it here tonight.
Big, big numbers put up by the Adams Central offense again this evening as that front line continues to dominate the defense, and they really did a great job. Ryan Beamer having a huge evening tonight. Also, Nate Arnold having a good night receiving. And we'll get to their numbers here momentarily. For Hastings High, Brady Rutt, 4 of 10 passing tonight, 43 yards and one interception. The Tigers rushed it 32 times for 50 yards, so 93 total yards of offense for the Tigers. Just tough, tough going against this Patriot defense. 4 first downs for the Tigers. Individual numbers, Brandon Reeves, 9 carries, 18 yards. Andy Butler, 9 carries and 22 yards for the Tigers. On the side of the Adams Central Patriots, Matt Overmiller, a very, very good evening for him, very efficient. 6 of 8 passing, 180 yards, 3 touchdowns, those coming from 53, 44, and 27, two of them going to Nate Arlt. The Patriots rushed it 44 times for 260 yards tonight, 440 yards of offense put up for the Patriots on 15 first downs. Individual numbers, we talked about Nate Arlt, 2 receptions for 80 yards, those were both touchdowns from 53 and 27. Ryan Beamer this evening, 21 carries, 145 yards, and one touchdown. So he'll be around 40-some yards short of a 1,000-yard mark. And as we said, he had over 1,200 yards last year. So just another outstanding performance. But again, Mike, the offensive line for Adams Central really doing the job again up front. You don't get big numbers rushing the football and throwing the football without giving the quarterback protection and without blocking and opening up some holes. And give credit to the running backs when they hit the holes. They're very tough runners to bring down. But they did an outstanding job tonight. And just unfortunately for the Tigers, just not a lot of offense, not able to get anything going. That defense was showing their speed and their physical ability up front all evening.
56-7, a final score. Adams Central wins it over Hastings High tonight. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as high school football continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, recognized across the nation for its excellence. Named a 2007 Best College in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Listed as a Best Buy in College Education by Barron's. Recognized as the top liberal arts college in Nebraska by Washington Monthly Magazine. Through exploration, participation, and personal attention, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Again, Adams Central wins it, final score 56-7 over the Hastings High Tigers, the player of the game on 1230 KHA. Obviously, on the side of Hastings High, just not much there. The Tigers, 93 yards of total offense in the ball game tonight. For Adams Central, Nate Arnold, two receptions, 80 yards. Ryan Beamer carries the ball 21 times, 145 yards and a touchdown. Defensively for the Patriots, you look to a guy like Jake Meyer, who had a good ball game tonight. Also Brandon Hageman, the two defensive ends for AC, also with good performances tonight and worthy of some recognition for the player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our players of the game tonight for Adams Central, the same guys that have carried this torch all season long. Ryan Beamer, 21 carries, 145 yards and a touchdown. Nate Arnold with a couple of receptions tonight, 80 yards offensively, had four carries and 17 yards. Also had an interception and returned back inside the five-yard line for Adams Central. And then defensively, we'll give it to Jake Meyer for the Adams Central Patriots, the defensive end. He recorded a bushel basket full of tackles in this football game here tonight. Also had a quarterback sack on the Tigers. Jake Meyer is going to win the award, too, as a player of the game on the defensive side of the ball as Adams Central knocks off the Hastings High Tigers tonight by the score of 56-7. Stick around. The coaches are up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back on the Coach's Postgame Show from the campus of Hastings College. Joining us right now, head coach Rick Rebarger of the Hastings High Tigers. And coach, just a tough, tough night offensively trying to get anything going. Their defense really showed their speed and really shined tonight.
Well, it's something we talked about in the pregame. You know, one of the keys to the ball game was going to be how we were able to handle their physicality. And we weren't able to do that, you know, all night. And we really didn't have any kind of offensive push at all. And, you know, it just made tough for the running game. And, you know, when Brady did drop back to pass, it just he didn't have much time to throw the ball. And I know everybody's frustrated.
Well, just a tough loss. I thought that as the game evolved, Adams Central jumps out to a 14-0 lead, and then your team doesn't roll over. They continue to push downfield and get the touchdown and bring it in 14-7, looking like it might go into the halftime at a 14-7, and then a couple of big strikes for Adams Central, and it just kind of a couple of punches in the gut. I thought that was a big turning point in the ball game.
Well, that's what good teams should do. You know, they should answer back, and that's exactly what they did. And you know, credit to them and their ball club, the players they got on their field and their coaching staff. They've done a fine job all year with them. And, you know, we just didn't have enough muscle or firepower or anything to really hold any ground with them.
Well, and I think we've talked, you know, in the past, the depth with your team. You've sustained some injuries this year, and just makes it tough as the season rolls along. And, you know, I still give credit to your kids, though. We've talked about it, how they don't quit and how they don't roll over, and I thought tonight they fought hard. Just some big, big plays in the ball game really got them behind early.
Yeah, it did. I mean, and you know, there's kids out there. You know, that just didn't you know, execute very well and at times, and we don't like to use that as an excuse. I mean, we don't want to hear excuses about why we're not doing it or what we're not doing. We just got to get the job done, and that's probably the most frustrating thing. It's just you know, the effort was there, you know, pretty much through the whole football game, but. You know, we gotta execute, and you know, there was times where we knew where the ball was gonna go, and good football teams, I guess, they knew it, we knew it, and they just got their hats where they need to get their hats, and we didn't get off blocks, and just made it a rough night for us.
All right, Rick. Well, congratulations on a hard fought game tonight, and good luck next week.
Yep, thank you.
And we'll be back on the Coach's Postgame Show. We'll have Bill Carlin coming up next from Lloyd Wilson Field.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central wins it tonight over the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 56-7. As head coach Bill Carlin joins us, and coach, obviously a good performance for your football team here tonight. Your feelings on the ballgame?
Well, I thought our kids played awful hard, and I thought so did the Tigers. And I just thought that early there they were crowding the line a little bit, trying to take our running game away, which is probably, I think, what I would do against us. And I thought Matt Obermiller stepped up and really did a nice job and threw the ball well. I thought our receivers caught the ball well then and then finished off the runs.
I think Jimmy talked with Rick about this right at the end of the second quarter. You guys are sitting at 14-7. Looked as if you guys were just going to go into the locker room. You were content with that 14-7 lead, but then you get two touchdowns right at the end of the second period and probably the final nail in the coffin there, so to speak.
I thought that was really crucial there that you know, we hit the big pass play to Nate or to Zach and then get the ball back. We wanted to make them punt it and try to give Nate and Ryan a chance to do something there. And we got a decent return, so we thought we'd take a shot or two and see what we could do. So we kind of took one play there where I said, let's see the sideline and check out their defense a little bit. And we happened to hit a slant route there, and Nate broke a tackle and got in the end zone.
That one touchdown right at the end was set up by the nice punt return by Ryan Beamer, something that don't show up in the stats, but I'll tell you what, when you got a dangerous guy like that that gives you a punt return, gets you in a field position, that just probably made you guys 7 points right there.
That was critical, I thought, too. Yeah, Ryan and Nate are both averaging right at 20 yards on punt return. So, you know, we feel like that's an offensive weapon to us, and whenever we can make them punt, that's really great for us.
So They led at halftime 28-7, and then if the nail was not into the coffin at that point, maybe early on in the third quarter, you guys looked as if you were going in to score early. Ryan Beamer fumbles the football away, but he gets revenge, picks up the fumble, and then the next play for Hastings Ion takes it into the end zone for the score, and that made it 34-7 at that point.
Yeah, we were disappointed that we had a couple drop balls and turnovers, but both of those were when the kids were fighting for extra yards and probably needed to. We talked a little bit about being held up and them stripping the ball and stuff, that maybe we ought to think about when we're going to get down and stuff. So, they were both fighting for yards when they lost it, but that was big when Ryan scooped that up on the right after he fumbled. He picks up a fumble for a touchdown.
Was this the most complete game of the Patriots for the season?
I think it's pretty close, yeah. I think it might be where we played one of our better ball games, and yet at halftime we talked about some of the things we didn't do very well and told the kids not to be satisfied, to keep playing and stay hungry. And I thought we did a good job, but I think, yeah, it might be one of our better games.
And defensively, you hold Hastings High to under 100 yards in the football game tonight. I thought two guys that stood out, your two defensive ends in Meyer and both Meyer and Hageman.
Excuse me. Yeah, both those guys have played well for us all year. Brandon's he's a slasher and goes really hard. He's got good speed for a defensive end, and he puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Jake just is as strong as an ox, and he just kind of pushes people around and stuff. But they kept things contained. We did not want them to go up the field. We thought if they went upfield, that would create alleys for their option, and we did not want to get Reeves started, and then once he gets started, then Rutt's tougher, and then that just filters off to Butler, and we wanted to keep them on the line of scrimmage, and I thought we could do that mainly because our two D tackles, Nick and Skyler, were demanding double teams, and that helped us.
Yeah, really bottled things up inside. Hastings really didn't have a play that they could go to in their series at all. You took away their option completely out of their repertoire here tonight.
Well, our team runs real well. That's one of the keys, I think, of our defense is that we run to the ball real well. We got good team speed, and so when they ran laterally, that kind of helped us, I think, because our team does run so well, and I thought we tackled pretty well in the open field.
So we've got two regular season games left, Northwest next Friday night, and then the Aurora Huskies 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, two big district games there, and Northwest got a win last week against Holdridge, and so they got a couple wins under their belt, and somebody said Aurora's got a pretty good ball club. I haven't looked at them, but
don't know a thing about it, do you?
No, they're a tremendous ball club. I've watched one film on them, and they might be the most complete team I've seen on film in 30 years of coaching. So we got some things to do to take care of Northwest first, but then we got a huge, huge game in the hands.
Okay, enjoy this one. We'll catch you next week.
All right. Thanks,
Bill Carlin, head coach for Adams Central on the post-game show here tonight. Again, the Patriots win by the score of 56-7 over the Hastings High Tigers tonight as Adams Central go to 7 wins and no losses on the season. Hastings High will drop to 1-6. Stick around. We have got the CPI Mr. Tires scoreboard show coming up next as Tyson Hebronic will join us with Brad Beam. All the scores from across the state of Nebraska, that is coming up next. We'll have Hastings College football tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. The fifth-ranked team in the country, the Morningside Mustangs, will be in town to take on Hastings College tomorrow afternoon, 12:15 for the Paul Merkowitz pregame show, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. We'll be right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex for all the play-by-play here on 1230 KHIS. In the final score in this one, it was Adams Central winning over Hastings High. Final score of 56-7. For Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.